so he wouldn't engage Ion. Is that a problem?
Well,
no,
we're not. We don't care about that. We don't care because they all do or don't. They will or they won't. It's up or down. That really doesn't matter. Because, see, in the pontification of this capacity, it doesn't matter if you do or don't. Okay, I don't like God. I don't like God. Well, God doesn't care. We don't care. We don't care. Like us, don't like it. It don't make any difference. That doesn't change anything. The ventricle capacity has to do with the pressure. The ventricle capacity has to do with the pressure. So that means it doesn't matter how far you are in AFib, if you got no ventricle pressure, you ain't going to make it. So that's your choice. But the beat goes on, that's Sonny Bono, right?
Where's the ventricle pressure? What part of the body?
In the veins. The arteries have the oxygenated blood, and the veins take the carbon dioxide blood.
So he didn't have enough pressure in his blood to survive?
No. See. He was overcompensating for this process of his power, not engaging us. So it caused him into the shutdown. It caused him to shut down.
So it did have a fate for him not interacting with Ion.
Correct. And it wasn't our fault, and we didn't cause it or didn't do it, but it was his own problem. It's almost like playing the game suffocation. You do that, you ain't going to make it.
Yeah, so we don't say, you meet Bob, he'll kill you if you don't do it. I don't do anything, but if you meet me and you hear about Ion, that's the challenge for yourself.
That's what you use to say, okay, I like this, I don't like this, this is good, this is bad, this is up, this is down. None of that matters. None of that matters. It's what you do with it. That's why you have these crazy ionauts who we play with and endure and engage, and some get it and some don't. But as long as they add it, no problem. For example, could Matthew David Hurtado come on Saturday Night Show and engage and be all right? He most certainly could. Oh, we would just play with him and George, and oh, we'd have a big old reunion. Oh, it'd be just wonderful fun, because it's not where you are in life, it's where you stop. He has the right to be wrong, so he has the capacity to have and engage with us. Nobody's off out of bounds. Now, we may shut him down if we don't like something, but that's just because we don't want to bore everybody to death. Eugene has her limits.
Yeah. So you mean that if people come back, they haven't stopped?
Correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
Now, you'd beat them up a little bit, and that's all right, because you can do that. It's your format. You know, you don't have to let them on. Why won't Bob let me on? I don't know. Why aren't you talking to Bob? Bob won't let me on the show. Why aren't you talking to Bob? That's the problem. There's the trouble. If you're not talking to Bob, don't ask us. Because that's not going to work. We can't even make Bob do it. We can urge Bob, but we can't make Bob do it. We can dangle a carrot over Bob, but other than that, that's about the extent of our power. We can have Carolyn cut off his food. That would be nice. Maybe we could try that.
Yeah, but
get his attention.
Right. Cut off my boo, did you say? Cut off my what?
Food. Your food.
Oh, yeah.
Your supplement, your supplication.
Yeah, so if someone meets me and they don't interact with Ion, something happens to them. Not necessarily
they've cut themselves off, so they're on their own. And so then that's not your fault, Bob. That's not your fault. Okay.
Right.
Now we're post Mary McLuhan now. But it didn't have to be like that. She could have called early.
Okay, I got that. So is the world being challenged by Ion? Are people supposed to hear about it and then respond?
We'll see.
And if they don't, that's
we'll
okay.
See.
We don't know. You don't know.
The sixth seal has... Oh, yes, we know. The sixth seal has been breached. The sixth seal. You can look that up. That'd be good for you. Give you something to do. Since you've been so...
Well, maybe we should go through the seven seals and what they mean.
No, we're not going to do that. We're going to do the sixth seal. That's all.
Well, what's the meaning of that seal? What is that seal?
You already know that. You should know that.
Yeah, but I won't know what the Bible means. The Bible won't mean what it appears to say.
Mm.
You know, what do you just put in sixth seal? I'll put in the sixth seal and see what the sixth seal Bible. Revelation 6:12-17. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, lo, there was a great earthquake. Well, that's obvious. And the sun became black as sackcloth, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of the heavens fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her on Tamar's beach, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. What did you say about the stars? It didn't say the stars disappear, but that's also part of it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no, it says the stars of the heavens fell into the earth. It did say that. So that's that dramatic moment that happens before we go to Andromeda.
Correct. And it's broken. It's pierced now.
Meaning it can't be stopped? Is that what it means?
Correct. And this is where this all is radiated through the constellation of Leo. That's a spot you can notify. And then you come back and you start lining up all the demons and the devils and the imps and the little, all those fill in the blanks. Lining up for their Armageddon. And they start lining that up as a condition. And so now you come into that where they get to the place where this is where Carolyn's wanting this to hurry up and happen, and we're not going to rush it. This goes into the seventh seal where you want to be hid from the Lamb, basically. Mm. You want to be put in a place where you're safe, where the rocks
are. You say
hid
from the Lamb,
L-A-M-B?
Hid. The Lamb's blood is the Armageddon blood?
No, the Lamb's blood is what will hide you from the Armageddon blood. Mm-hmm.
I see. But the phrase was to hide us from the Lamb.
Correct. That's verses 15 and 16.
Yeah, so you get hidden from the Lamb, but you get the Lamb's blood. They take the Lamb's blood, and that protects you.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Right. So the
Matthew 24:31. But you don't need to read that. Just mark there. You can play this. You can play this. So Matthew 24:31, and they'll pray, and the skeptics will pray, and the infidels will pray, and the atheists will pray, and the pleasure lovers will pray, and the doubters will pray, and great men, mighty men, rich men, captains, military men. All will pray. Men and women of all nations, tribes, and people will beg Bob for forgiveness. But unfortunately...
Yeah, but will that be once it starts to happen, or before
anything.
It starts to happen?
What's the difference? You won't tell the difference, Bobby. See, that's the rub. You will not tell the difference. And that's why we've been giggling, let's be fair. This will be fun. You can play this now. You can play. Don't let Carolyn tell you can't play this. You can play this part right here. Hold on. Here we go. It gets good now. You've been saying, Ion, why ain't everybody dying? Ion, why ain't the blah, 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 all this stuff. Why ain't there a tidal wave? Why ain't the earth blow? Why ain't the La Brea tar pits blowed up? Why ain't California gone? Why ain't everybody in the world dead? Why is everybody running into the United States? It's all kind of coming together as this perfectly labeled storm, you see. And it's all coalescing all but instantly. So you don't listen to things. So that's probably a good thing for you. You don't listen to things. That's a blessing and a curse all at the same time. Then you get up there, and then Biden gets up there on the TV and says, well, you know what? You can't just push a button. You can't just push a button and say that the gas price is going down. Yeah, I turned off gas production in the United States to fucked up America, but y'all need to buy a Tesla. If you buy a Tesla, we won't have all this trouble. God damn. You know, stop all this crying. Food? Who needs food? Y'all goddamn 22 stone overweight now. Cut off that food to stop all that damn eating. It'll do you some good, you see. So he's literally saying that out loud. He's saying that out loud is insanity. You see, it's insanity because you can't get up there and say, okay, the solution to inflation is y'all eat too much. But yet that's what the motherfucker says. And now they're running into a position to say, oh, okay. It's like, this is insanity. So nobody's believing anything. So now the patriots are ready. That's what they're locked and loaded. They got their ammo. They got their buckets of food in the ground. They got all the restructure they can hold up on. They're going to make it, blah, 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 blah. They're ready. Patriots is ready. Come get you on. We going to come get your AK-47 or 37 or 20 some kind of gun and an AR-25 or a 14 or a 9 or something. We're going to come get them. And them old hillbillies sitting on their porch, they cock that thing. They say, come on, get mine. Come and get mine. I wish you would come and take my AR-15 away from me. Ooh, yes, Lord, please come take it. Please, I wish you would. And I'm going to lose a little ammunition, but that's what I bought the ammunition for. So that's a good day. That's ridiculous what we're saying. That's where we are. Because that's the problem is not the guns. The problem is them damn bullets. That's the trouble. Now, them bullets and guns don't mean nothing. They become a double-barrel butcher knife. But that's the rub. They're focusing on the wrong thing. So what's going to happen now, or what is happening now, you're morphing this into the distraction after distraction after distraction. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you just start hurricane season. And now you have a thunderstorm. Used to, you'd have a thunderstorm. Even when y'all was on City Island, every once in a while, you'd get a little thunderstorm, a little nor'easter, a little something, come through. Now, a thunderstorm starts in San Antonio, Texas, and goes all the way to Maine. One thunderstorm. One. And then rolls all the way across.
Okay. Okay, you said back there, we're not going to be able to tell the difference when it starts. Why do you say that?
Because it's already started, and you're still asking when is it going to begin. We're like, you're in.
Well,
line,
I get reports from Opie. Opie sends
me
reports.
Yep.
Yeah,
She is an agent of yours. She is an agent of yours, and you don't give her enough credit, and she don't want it. She don't require it. She's not doing it for that. She's doing it because that's her lot. That's what she's supposed to do. She keeps track of that. That's her job. She's faithfully doing it. She didn't ask for nothing. She didn't want nothing. She's just letting you know. And so you can say thank you if you want to. We don't care. She's not going to stop. So don't open them if you don't want to see it.
But she's tracking the unnoticed increase of all volcanoes and stuff.
Correct. That's absolutely correct. And nobody else is even talking about it. See, that's the hell of it. That's where it gets crazy, is that nobody's saying, well, seems to me we have a whole incredible number of earthquakes that are happening now.
Right.
You see.
Are the news people not going to notice that, or they're told not
to
report it?
They're not going to notice it, because that's not the narrative. That's not the narrative.
Right. What is the narrative? Just constant success? The narrative is success here in America.
We don't
we'll
know.
See.
Well, there ain't no success. Now it's all starving to death. Now it's like you can't do it. Now they won't give you the lease. Now you can't run it. Now and it's over. It's all but over. We told you they're gonna have to build the wall across the southern border to keep the people out, to keep the people in. Because after a little while, this is gonna become Venezuela, and everybody's gonna want to get the fuck out. Let me run.
Okay.
I'm going to Mexico where I can get some peace and quiet. I'm going to Mexico.
Well, we've been in the suspended, nothing much happening scenario for the last couple of months. This goes on indefinitely. Like, where do you see seeing the starving that you've been telling us for a couple of years is coming?
Well,
when does that really
start?
When
you got a baby and you go to the stove and you try to buy some formula, when the fuck
well,
they
were
ever
complaining
saying
a couple
they'd be
of weeks.
Formula?
Yeah, there were a couple
They're
of weeks
still
ago.
Complaining.
They're complaining and is not being met. And the supply is being flown in from somewhere?
Correct, but it's not going to them. They're shipping it to China.
Why are they doing that? Why are they shipping to China?
They're trying to starve the angel, the Nephilim, Seraphim, warfare. No, we're bringing in the angels. The only babies being born now are miscegenated with angels. Sperm don't work
right,
more.
Right, but what you just, why is the baby formula going to China? Who's directing it to China?
State Department. Nobody cares. I mean, they made this disaster. Bob, you have a 10-day supply of wheat for the entire world. Now, they say 10 weeks, okay? But now, once everybody figures that out in about 1 second, you have a 10-day supply of wheat. You stop wheat, and then the counter would say, good, all the, who are those people that have the gluten problems, those people, whatever they are, they'll be all right. But everybody else is going to be in trouble when you got no wheat because they're not raising any, and the farmers can't buy fuel to raise it. They got no fertilizer to produce it. They're not planting. So it's basically over. That's the point.
Who's sending it? Who in the State Department? I get that. Is the State Department run by aliens and they're sending it to China?
No comment.
Okay. Is it symptomatic on the surface if it isn't the aliens? But if it is the aliens, we understand. If it wasn't,
that would be the essence of the perfect storm if you were a betting man, wouldn't it? If you were Steve Wynn, you could calculate that, couldn't you, Bob?
What? I said two options. What do you calculate? If it's the aliens, we understand why it's being sent to China. But if somebody else, the State Department, is doing it, is it because the State China owns America, some level like that?
No. See, that's a whole nother thing. That's a whole nother conversation. Now you're trying to slip into BlackRock conversation. And we're not mad about that. We're not mad about the BlackRock thing, but you don't want to do that right now. That's going to be a whole other thing, and you're going to get in trouble if you go too far. Just look up BlackRock and what BlackRock. Well, no, go to Ed's site and look up BlackRock. You'll see. He'll show you something.
Okay.
It's called BlackRock. He'll get you smart on that. Because what's infiltrating the White House, that's what's running the Biden. That BlackRock is who's run the family. There's the largest shareholder of BlackRock is who's infiltrated the White House in the White House and setting all these ridiculous narratives where they get up and say, well, Janet Yellen, she's real smart. She said this inflation is a bunch of shit. Ain't going to be no goddamn inflation. You people just need to stop all this. We print a little money. No big deal. Now she comes and says, you know, I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. We go, we know that. We know that since Ben Bernanke that you didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. So now you're telling us, admitting that you don't know what you're talking about. And the White House says, well, it was just a little oversight. We're not really sure. There's things going on. We weren't aware. We didn't know what Bob was going to do. Bob made choices that he didn't tell us he was going to do, and things are messed up. We're starving, and it's Bob's fault. Praise Bob. You didn't praise Bob. You didn't call Bob. You didn't engage him. So why are you complaining? Stop all this complaining. You're asking all these goddamn questions, and you didn't do the last thing they told you to do. So just suck it up. But basically, the message from the White House today is suck it up. Right?
Right. Okay. So
you thought that was going to go. You thought that was going to go. You thought that was going to go longer, didn't you? We stopped it in the track. It was going to get you going.
No. I was making noise, so I had to finish that.
So the
BlackRock family might be dead and replaced by aliens, something like that, or it is the BlackRock family. They're still alive.
We don't want to do that right now. We'll do that.
Okay.
Not right now. But that's coming.
All right.
Better believe that's coming. That is coming.
Well, okay. So the way you're talking, people are going to be. It's going to be in the news that people are really dying in about 2 weeks.
Well, they're dying
no
now.
Baby formula.
That funeral after funeral after funeral. They're running out of coffins right now. They're shooting up, booting up. If the fentanyl don't get them, the neighborhood people at the bar, they're going shooting up people. Or man goes in and have back surgery. He didn't like the doctor that done it, so he went and bought a gun the same day, went back to the hospital and killed everybody to get his hands on, including the doctor that put him in pain. Then he killed himself. By God, he showed them, didn't he?
When did that happen? Yesterday?
Yesterday.
Right. Okay, so
Tulsa. They was living on Tulsa. Bob, they was living on Tulsa time.
Right, but that's reported. Is the dying of kids and stuff and the oversale of running out of coffins, are news departments aware of that and refuse to report it?
Lightly. They're trying not to make it a big to-do. They're just like the way that they've now decided to take a certain college scam and pay off all those student debts, which, I mean, it doesn't make any difference. They're not going to pay them back anyway, so why forgive it? Just let it go off. It's no big deal. But instead, they're going to ruin the country a little more by pandering off a little more for another $560 billion worth of waste. So basically, they're trying to eat themselves out of debt. And you can't do that. And every time they do that, it turns this thing into a larger dynamic that affects everybody. Bob, everything's fine until the rich man's got trouble. By God, let the rich man get in trouble, and now you're going to see some action. Oh, yeah? Yeah, now you're going to see what they're going to do. They're going to show you. Because, see, the rich man ain't going to put up with that. He'll do something. He'll fill in the blank. He'll start his own Black Lives Matter or something.
So then the news department thinks we're probably justified in not reporting the news because we're not panicking people. That's a valid way of thinking.
No, that's not. Don't say that. All right, here's what you can Google. Now, we're not going to tell you this, so don't get in. Don't start because we're not going to do it. You look it up and see how much BlackRock owns of what you call Mediacology. How much do they own of Fox News? How much do they own of ABC, NBC, MSLSD? AB, whatever, something, CNN, fill in the blank. See how much they own. So if they say the wrong thing, they get throated or quenched or throated.
How did BlackRock get so wealthy? Was their leaders of their company very good businessmen?
No.
Like, how did they get so wealthy? Did they cheat?
We told you some time ago, Bob. We told you that back in 2009, 2010, when they were just becoming.
Well, what was that?
Don't worry about that.
Ask Bert.
We're trying to keep you alive, goddammit, so don't do that.
Okay. So we can play what we play.
You don't want to go.
More.
Yeah, that's the reason we don't. Well, you don't. We didn't tell you, so you can play all that. And the good, smart people will go back and they'll look. And they'll go, oh, my God, it was right there all the time. I can't believe it. BlackRock was a little bitty nothing thing.
Yeah, I've seen videos. You're going to say people go back and listen to the archives and find it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I've seen
why
people
we have
list
White Stone.
BlackRock.
That's why we have White Stone. It's because of BlackRock. Very good.
Right.
Bob.
I've heard people in documentaries the last couple of years talk about BlackRock and Vanguard and some third company. They're not as big, Vanguard and third company, as BlackRock. Not as powerful. Not
They're
as
owned by BlackRock, Bob. They're owned by BlackRock.
All right.
That's what
right,
it gets to be fun. But don't believe us. Michael Jackson will tell you he's fixing to do a documentary. So it'll be okay.
Michael Jackson?
It'll be okay.
The musician? Okay.
Yeah,
all right, here we go.
He got his money checks. He's going to do a documentary. It's going to be great.
Okay, next topic. Congress held a hearing on UAPs, they call them now. It used to be called UFOs. First time in 50 years. Now, behind the scenes, was there much talk about me, or did anybody, these congressmen and Department of Homeland Security people that featured, knew about me, or they didn't?
Absolutely. No, they absolutely do, and they absolutely, you are all part, you are now class A3. That's the level of classification that they can't let anybody know about, because remember we used to be real careful not to get you dead, remember?
Yeah.
Well, they're real careful, because if they go too far, there's no going back. See the problem?
You mean they get dead? But no going back means they get dead?
Correct. Do you remember how baldy we get sometimes now and again?
Yeah.
And Karen's like, why is he talking like that? Why was he saying like that? Why are they doing it? They don't know reason to say all that. So what's the point? Why are you doing it? Because it don't matter no more. They are as in peril as you are safe. They are as in peril as you are safe.
Do they believe that I will slay them, or they believe the aliens would slay them? What are they afraid of?
They don't know the difference. They know that everything's going on that they're supposed to be running, and they don't run nothing. I mean nothing. And so they don't know. And so we don't know if it's ignorance or apathy, Bob, but they don't really know and they don't really care. So no.
So did you say A3 is a classification that they don't tell anybody that I am A3? What does
Correct.
A3 stand for? What does it?
It's a very high clearance that. You got to be high up the food chain to say your name, to talk about you. That's why you haven't been in the news. Because why wouldn't they say, well, we've discovered the problem with inflation. It's J.R. Bob Dobbs in the fifth gate. If we can find him, and take care of him. Inflation will go away overnight. But you have to isolate him, but make sure he's on Maui in the fifth gate. So if you work that out, you won't have no more problems. So don't cry to me saying you ain't got shit. So you, the reason you ain't got shit is because of Bob. So there you go. He bet on Biden. He made the bet on Biden. That's why Biden's in the White House. The whole nine yards. You know, the normal, Bob, the normal.
So they're not allowed to talk about me. So what kind of people talked about me at the conference? They don't need a conference to talk about me. So they were
talking. Yes, they do. They don't know what to do with you. They don't know what to do with you. You are setting the goal of how they come out. Otherwise, they have to work. They have to depend on Space Force. So that means they have to borrow Trump. That means Trump has got to be friendly with you, and that's not going very well because Trump's going to do for what Trump wants. He's not trying to do what you want. He wants to do what he wants. Now, he's not stupid. He's not trying to usurp you. But at the same time, if he's going to save the world, he wants the credit. And you're not on credit. You'd like him to pay. You'd like him to pay as they go.
Great. So how does that bother the Homeland Security people, whoever knows about me?
They've lost.
The Trump issue.
They've lost. You are their defiler. Their defiler.
So they could use Space Force. They wish Trump would back off on me, and then they could have Space Force. That's what they were hoping, and they're not getting. Okay.
Mm-hmm, correct.
The problem is that you control
Space Force. That's their doppelganger. That's their doppelganger. Now look, stop. Just like the different House of Royals, since you brought up the Queen, the individual like the Queen Mother controlled a certain amount of the military, and then the Queen controls a certain amount, and then even the fucking Duke of Sussex, the one that's outed. And then the Duke of York and all these different ones control different parts of the military. Because every time if you're going to undo a monarchy, it's done with the military. They turn on you. Remember Cromwell? They'll turn on you. So individual family members control certain amounts of the military to make sure that they're loyal or faithful. So they're divided enough so that no one amount, like if the Army of the United States of America tried to undo the United States, they could do it. They could say, I'm not taking the orders. I'm going to take you over. Well, what you going to do? They got all the keys to the bombs and the planes, Bob. They got all that already. So if you divide that up, then one could whoop the other, could whoop the other. That's the way they do it in a monarchy, which is what you're going back to in the feudal system. And that's what they're all setting up to now, is that the serfs are going to have to go to work or die because they're not going to get food. And if you don't do what we say do, then you're not going to get food. We're going to control it. They give you all the money in the world and say, we're going to tell you where to spend it. Oh, you're obese. You're not going to get no more sugar. Nope. Smoking cigarettes. Oh, no. You're not going to be using money. You're not going to use our money to smoke cigarettes. No, 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 no. We got this. And so they control every aspect of your world. And they know everything you do, every word that's said. Don't think A's not listening to every word being said and reporting accordingly.
Who's A? You said A is listening.
We don't want to say the name out loud or they'll start babbling and ruining your recording again.
Somebody's listening to us?
A-L-E-X-I-A. Listening to everything.
Oh, okay. Alexa. Right. So you were just saying the shift in the monarchy. Well, do the people in Homeland Security or above who know about me, do they see me involved in moving the world to the feudalism phase?
They're hoping to land on the right side of you. And they're listening more faithfully. They're listening more faithfully than Kinley.
Yeah. So my power comes from the fact the aliens want to talk to me. That's what's based
on,
right?
Your power comes from the fact that you control this outcome. And they know just enough to be afraid. Otherwise, you would be eradicated.
Right, but the outcome involves the new aliens coming, the A2, we call them.
They're very aware of that. They're very aware of that.
Well, that seems to be the only decisive factor. I don't see what other power I have other than maybe our Coldplay and our medicine.
No, your greatest power. You have all that already. No, your power is the Great Reset, Bob. That's your power. That's your Trump Leo. Mm-hmm. The Great Reset.
Well, you mean the company or Schwab's program at the WEF?
Who cares? What's and? We don't care. You don't care who it's called by. You don't care.
So how do I take it? How do I get power from the Great Reset?
You take out everything else that's in your way. They control everything in your stead. So there's nothing for you to have to do, and you still got it all. So there you go. Oops, there it is.
How did I get it all?
The Great Reset puts everyone else out of your way.
And that the Great Reset, that's sometimes called the New Green Deal, that program?
No. New Green Deal, that's stupid Al Gore made up the bullshit shit
yeah.
to make $1 billion.
You don't
that's just
that.
A joke.
Right.
That's just a joke. That's nothing.
What do you mean by Great Reset, then?
Look it up. The Great Reset.
You don't mean our company.
Know. Oh, no. Well, it's going to benefit your company, Listen, listen, Karen, like he runs something. Listen, he's talking big now. Listen to him. He's talking big.
You're the one saying, wait a minute. You said I'm running things. Don't shift over there.
Yeah, but we're being cheeky. We're being cheeky because you're acting all, you're getting bawdy all of a sudden. Mm-hmm.
No, wait a minute. So
no,
you didn't mean any
the great
of that.
Reset.
I'm not in charge.
Yeah, mean every bit of it. You certainly are. Yes, you are. Look up the Great Reset.
What would be the Great Reset? Is that what Klaus Schwab talks about? Well, that's what Schwab talks about.
Oh,
I know.
That's a version of it. That's a version of it. But what's the outcome of it?
Okay, so you're talking about those guys in Switzerland 2 weeks ago announced the New World Order. That's the Great Reset you're talking about.
That's right. As well.
Are they going to use are they using blockchain?
You'll see.
Okay, so are they doing that in reaction to me, or they don't know about me? They're just doing what they think they can
get
away with.
They know about you. They're doing what they can do. They're using words. They listen to you. They know what's going down. They know what's going to happen. You set the seals. You start breaking them, and they're just capitalizing on it, trying to think, okay, we'll run it. We'll take it. We'll take care of the new global agenda, and we can take care of the – oh, wait, what is that? Secret Council of 10? Oh, yeah. Somebody who was used to that. Was that Bob Marshall? It might have been Bob Marshall. Maybe it was. I'm not sure. Oh, Club 22? What is the directive of Club 22? I mean, we're confused that you're not aware of these details, however prevalent it may or may not have been going on for some time. Did you not write a letter to Prince Charles? Maybe?
Yes,
no?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Did you not kind of give him how you're going to reshape and reset the future?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you not, how these environmental shifts are going to come into the lockdown? It's going to become their normal?
Well,
have you ever heard of the construct called FEMA cramp or FEMA cramps? Ever heard of that? You ever heard of FEMA cramp, something like that? It's a ridiculous construct. We get that. We understand that. But have you ever heard of that? Does that ever ring a bell?
Yeah,
things going on. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh,
okay. We got that.
Okay. So now, whoa. Oh, now you've stepped into it. Now you're gonna get it. Okay. So now what's happened is other people heard this too, and they go, okay, if Bob's gonna do this anyway, he's gonna break the seals in Revelation. If he's gonna do all this stuff, if he's gonna cause the Armageddon. If he's going to call the Armageddon in the Valley of Megiddo, we might as well make some money off this. Just look at the blood we'll have. We'll make those hemophiliac sufferers healthy as a lamb. There'll be blood flowing everywhere. They don't like dead blood, but boy, they could tear it up if they're at the right time. This could be good now. We could get things stirred up. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you got angels that are beefing over this earth. Everybody knows that.
Right.
Every fucking religion says that. Everybody talks about it. You can't come around and prove. You can't prove there is angels, but you goddamn can't prove there's not none, right? I mean, because otherwise your whole Jesus theory goes out the window fast. The angel of the Lord didn't come down and knock that bitch up. If she didn't do that, then y'all fucking the wrong God now, just saying. So anyhow, there's a whole lot of things riding on this stuff to be sort of okay true, all right? So if that's going to be the case, now what happens is after the 50th annual meeting of the World Economic Forum, which is held in June of 2020. That's when your works became known. They came and they decided, okay, let's go. And so they went with it. And so now all these things that are happening or occurring or taking place are those things that you set up and set out that you didn't know what the hell you were talking about, or you maybe you did, or you were doing it under the cover. You were doing it under the cover of the Church of the Subgenius, which you now own, so I don't know what.
Yeah.
I don't really know how that was a good shade of cover. That wasn't a very good cover, Bob, but you actually go, who is behind the Church of the Subgenius? God damn, here he is again. If we can't beat this motherfucker, he's got us going and coming. He stopped all the food. He stopped all the gas. He stopped all the antibiotics. I don't know what the hell he's got against antibiotics. He don't even know what antibiotics are. He stopped all the antibiotics in the world. And I don't know. Why would he do that, Gubbin? You know, he's just mean. Bob is just mean. That's what it is. He's just mean. So now you roll on a little bit further. Now you're asking, when's all this going down? And we laugh. God damn. Gas $8 a gallon in Hawaii right there. You don't buy gas, so you don't really know that. And you don't even want to know what electricity is, so it don't really matter. If you only knew what was coming out of that Costco, you'd blow your brains out. Kevin, we can't survive this. It's too much. Yes, Bob, them drinks are $3 a piece. You're sucking like ice water. Yeah, they $3 a piece. Yeah. That's what you do. You just die if you know that. See, that's the thing. It'd kill you, but you don't worry. It's all good. It's all coming out wash day, Bob. It's good. It's good to be Bob. That's all we can say.
Awesome. You get all that, Carolyn?
She's like, stop talking our crap. Don't talk our crap. Nobody care how much we pay for a soda. Nobody care how much we pay for a soda pop, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, Bob, he may not understand how this happened, what it involves, but he sure gets a big kick out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's enjoying the hound of it. Hey, it got her to the phone.
No, I'm talking about me. I get a big kick out of it.
And it got her to the farm. Why would she hell go into this farming damn business except for feeding your damn ass? Why would she care? Why would she care to go digging in the dirt, peddling to save you, to have you something to eat, so you can have some more of them 200-pound radishes?
Okay, so I got a couple more questions here. Let's carry on here. Another topic.
Okay.
JW claims that the Queen called me last week sometime while he was over there. There was a call with one ring, and then hung up, and then
it went to voicemail.
I got to mix up two things. So the Queen called. How come I don't have a registration of her number on my phone?
Because it's not. There's no caller ID attached to it.
And she can. She has her own system to phone people in, so it doesn't register.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
So what it would do, it would come in as unidentified, and your system is not blocking for that, but it would say unidentified, but it didn't even do that, because it only rang one time, and it went to voicemail, and she she nodded, and it disconnected, because she looked and said, we don't do voicemail. We don't do that. It shows up on the National Enquirer. She said it shows up, often her voicemail shows up on the National Enquirer. I don't think that's been a magazine for a very long time, but she's still concerned with what's going to show up in the National Enquirer, Bob.
Okay, all right. I don't know. Is there a National Enquirer, Carolyn? Did that stop?
It's kind of stopped.
About that.
There were some lawsuits long ago.
Okay.
With Michael Avenatti. I think it went out of business after that.
Right. So the so there was one ring from her when she called.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
But I'm mixing it up with the – I was waiting for the company that was going to deliver my CDs from Honolulu to call, and they were supposed to call. And then I got one ring and hang up, and I called the company, and they didn't call me. So what was that one ring?
That was the Queen.
Okay. Right. So she was calling right when I was getting ready to hear to deal with the box delivery. Okay.
Correct.
That was Friday.
And your little gloves were so cute. You had like welder's gloves on, like something going to penetrate to get to them lily white hands. It was so cute.
Yeah.
It was so cute. Meanwhile, everybody else, you had the Lebesians climbing the ladders on top of the roof trying to lay the boxes in so you didn't have to touch nothing. I would like to see you on the ladder to see how that would go. That would end up badly. With those,
I
those
went up
welding
the ladder.
Gloves.
I was up
those
the ladder
welding
at the
gloves.
Beginning. I was up the ladder.
Yeah, that didn't last
okay,
long.
So,
that didn't last long, though.
No, I was up there way longer than they were. So listen to this.
Touching those dirty
Christy
boxes.
Who lives at,
good Lord.
Christy, who lives at the home where the delivery was made, she said they were sitting there in the living room, and then this cat came up to the window and pushed its face into the patio window, squished its face out, trying to look at them, look at Christy and Lisa.
Right.
What was that cat? Was that cat a human?
They're trying to see if you were trying to see if you were there. They're trying to see if you were there. They're looking. They take these forms. They're trying to see how you're there.
But,
there's an angel. There is one angel that doesn't have any girth. It's always sitting on the wall every other night to see if you're consistent. But he can't get out, so he can't warn him. He's found you, but he can't get out. So
he's an angel. The cat is an angel. And
the
he
one
found
that's there every
he
other
broke
night.
Through. Yeah,
but he can't
right.
get
he
out.
Broke through.
He broke in, but he can't get out. So.
And was that the cat that pushed the face up against the window?
No, that was a different one.
Is that an angel? Is that an
it
angel?
Is. It is.
So,
they're trying to figure it out.
They knew it. Yeah, they knew, and if it does figure it out, they can't get out, so it doesn't matter.
They can't get the message out so they can attach to say, aha, we have the dark soul. That's if they do.
Okay.
And don't worry about it, because if they do, it'll be over. So don't worry about it. If they do that, it'll be done. It'll be through. So, good.
It'll be through for me if they succeed.
Yeah. So
okay.
That's why it's very important to keep you as alive as we can.
Right.
Wait a minute. That's what Carol's been saying for 55 years. I'm going to keep him as alive as I can.
Okay,
that's
so next topic.
Good.
Yeah. Some guy, I don't know, I guess he's a Christian, but he's casual about it, but he did a in-depth explanation of the 9 levels of angels in this video, which I found interesting, in the Bible, 9 categories.
Uh-huh.
I could play you parts of it, but maybe you could scan it. Is that video accurate about
it's close to accurate, but they're talking about, it's not classifications, there's tiers or levels of heaven, like the archangels and then the Eliar and the different ones, and that's are also located inside the angel chart. They're located in there as well.
Okay.
The pecking order, like who runs the legion. It's divided into 3s, and then you have generals and this one's over this part of the legion, and this one's in charge of this part of the sub-level. And then you have Lucifer and his minions that are under there. Those are levels and tiers that they don't switch teams. They're not pinch hitters now. They stay in their lane because the angels will carry your ass up now. They'll fuck you up even within themselves because they don't get – there's no live or dead for an angel. So they stay in their wheelhouse, their rank. They don't go outside their rank. They don't get promoted, you see, because you don't kill
if
angels.
If they get if one superior angel gets mad at a lower angel, what do they do to them if they can't kill them?
Cast them.
How do they
just cast them? They cast them aside. They leave them at their rank, but take them off their duty.
And then what? They just get bored. Suffer from boredom?
I don't know. We don't know if angels are excited to know if they're bored. We don't
they're
know if
exiled.
They're busy. They're in essence. But that's what a third of the angels were already anyway, were exiled into the earth.
Yes, I see that. And those angels into the earth.
So the words of your video are the categories are appropriate. They just missed some of the subsets. Some of the subsets are very specific, and it's not that specific. It's not like you're in charge of paperclips. You've got to take care of all the paperclips. It's not the way it's laid out. It's like this: you're responsible for all the mongoloid children or, you know, that kind of crap.
Right. So
they don't interact. They don't interact with saints. They make reference of the church interacting with saints. Angels do not interact with saints any more than they do drunkards.
Do they interact with humans in general?
Yes, but not more so than anybody else. Because, see, they would present it that the angels would have an alliance with the saints there, the Catholic Church, which gave Aquinas some magical power that somebody else wouldn't have had, or that St. Christopher, you could suck St. Christopher's lick or neck or something with a Viagra and they'd give you your shit back, or protect the animals or some bullshit. You know what I mean? This almost mythical lore kind of thing that they created in themselves and in the printing of indulgence. But they don't do that. If they do it all, they do it to everybody. That's the rub.
Right. If the saints do things, they did it with their own powers. Nothing to do with the angels.
Correct. But now they'll borrow it. See, you do that too. You'll follow a lead. Something will start, and you'll pimp that out. Oh, yeah, I did that. Oh, yeah. Were y'all starving to death? Yep, I did. Yep, I did that. You didn't even more do that than the man in the moon, but you'll take credit for it. So some of the saints are accused of that as well.
Okay, I got that. Next point. I'm swimming at Polo Beach on May 20th, and that's a Friday, and then I went home. Then I found out later that a guy I know a little bit, Henry, had taken a picture of lights. Yeah, Henri took a picture of lights over the sea where I was swimming along the beach in the dark. Mm-hmm. And so he jokingly said, hey, aliens invading. So we wondered if it was aliens.
They were not. They're not drones. They were actually, unless the alien is a drone, maybe if that's true, okay. But they weren't U.S. drones. They were alien.
Right, because I mentioned it to J.W., and he said, oh, he screwed up with the filter. And then we got distracted, and he didn't finish a sentence. But that was in passing. So then later, Carolyn said, what did you actually take a picture of? He said they were drones. They were lined up. So he said they were drones, U.S. drones, you know, machines.
Yeah.
But
JW
thought there were about 11 vehicles over the
at least. Well, actually, there's a little more than that, but they were lined up perfectly. They were lined up perfectly.
To look like a lineup of drones.
Okay.
They look like drones, right?
Yeah. It's like a tornado, Bob. You know what a tornado is?
Yes.
Okay, if you're looking, like, say, you're in Kansas, and there's a tornado. They have them there all the time. Okay, there's a tornado, and you're looking at that tornado. If that tornado is not moving, if it looks like it's not going to the left or to the right, if it looks like it's not moving, then it's coming towards you. So those aliens, those drones, whatever you want to call it, when they're not moving left or right, they're headed toward you. So that's why they can get behind each other, and you couldn't even register all of them. Because the first one obfuscates the view of the others. And they're just trying to be seen at this point. They're trying to be seen. They've been around forever. They're trying to be seen now. So the Senate subcommittee can prove that there's such a thing. You can't get invaded by something that we don't know what is. You're not going to come in here and think you're going to be invaded by something that we don't know what is. The hell with that shit. You're not going to invade us. We don't even know what you are. You can't invade us. See how silly that is? That's what they're arguing. So they go, all right, you want that way? It's all right with us. Here you go. It's what happened with Nixon and Jackie Gleason long years ago. You remember?
They saw something and Gleason
Nixon
couldn't deny
went and
it.
Got Jackie Gleason, and Gleason was messed up forever after that.
Did he show him bodies? Did he show a crash vehicle or actual floating vehicles?
No,
with a lot
took
of
him into... Took him into live aliens and or not identified objects.
Were they parked? Were there aliens there that Nixon had met? Nixon was not afraid of them?
No.
Nixon understood. He understood.
Correct.
So
that's why Pat sort of started taking a drink.
Right, I understand. And but Jackie was brought into a vehicle. And his mind couldn't take it.
Correct.
He collapsed. Okay, so that ruined his career, or he'd been retired anyways?
No, he hadn't retired, but it certainly chastened him. I mean, he could have become a Buddy Ebsen and done canon after the Beverly Hillbillies if he'd have done that. But instead, it was like, what's the point? What are we doing? You know, it's kind of like you with work. why are we doing the Carolyn? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Bob, well, I don't got to do it. You do it. I'm not doing nothing.
So what? I don't understand. Why does he have such a negative outcome projection from it? You know,
he doesn't. But that's not the point. The point is that everything that they've known to say this is the way things are is not the way things are. This world is not your home. This world is not your home. And if people don't embrace that, they go, well, I was born here and I'm going to die here. And I'm like, well, okay. But it's like, I'm on the subway till I get off the subway. Okay, I'm on the subway till I get off the subway. Well, see, it's in fact the same thing. And when you say it like that, it's like, well, that's a little silly. When you say it like that, it's a little silly. But anyway,
no, I don't know if it's silly. No, you believe that it is
people,
your home.
People listening that can now divide these positions, because there's so many things, even if you don't believe what we're saying, which that's okay. We don't care. We don't believe what y'all say either, so it's fair. That's fair. But if you can't embrace it, if you can't embrace it, after a little while, you have to start adulating to say, wait a second, how do I know this is? Or this ridiculous thing that's talking to us, we don't know what it is. We can't pin it up. We can't run it. It'll kill us if we show our ass. It controls whether we live or die. And every time we push against it, it gets stronger. Why are we fucking with this? Because the alternative is not so good. The alternative, for sure, is a doomed, gloom, despair, and agony. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. So you'll start trying
if you
to borrow
push against
bad luck.
If you push against it, it's a bad outcome.
Now, the example, all right. the archetype that you use to go by that is, how is that Donald J. Trump so fucking magical? You raise your hand against Donald J. Trump and see what happens to you. Ask Michael Avenatti. ask CNN. As the Cuomo brothers, how it all worked out for them. That's a good idea. That's good.
Does Avenatti and them see the principle? I went against Trump. It was hard for them to swallow that, but did they understand that?
He just now got prosecuted today, or sentenced for the Stormy Daniels conundrum, which is supposed to make him be the king of the world. He was going to be president. Bob, what are you talking about? Remember?
Well, when she came on the talk show and had a little puny clay model of Trump's penis, was that true? Did he engage her as a prostitute? He did.
Oh, I'm sure. The looks at her, she's probably. I don't know how she could remember it was him. I think she'd been really risky with a lot of people. She was like Mae West, and she said, hey, big boy, how tall are you? And he says, well, I'm 6'7". She says, all right, you can have a 6 foot, but come on, let's talk about the 7. That's what we need to talk about.
Okay. Okay, we did that one. That's good. When we were talking about the gang bringing in the Great Reset, does that involve Leopold or what's known as the Antichrist in Brussels?
Indirectly.
Is that a move by him?
Can we just say yet? No, don't say him, because he don't have. He may get the blame for it, but you're going to get the credit. So you can call it any goddamn thing you want to. You know, you can call it Meghan Markle's fault if you want to. She fucked up everything. That'd be all right with us. Niggers in the royal house. How are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? That doesn't work out. So you can blame it on whatever you want to blame it on, but that has nothing to do with it. Because all of those are subjugated to the bigger picture. The outcome doesn't change. See, that's the rub. Now, this is where the fatalists kick in. And we say, okay, a sin. Now, that's a choice. But everybody has the equal opportunity to ascend. They can.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not they do, that's their choice. But they can. But whether or not they do, it's their opportunity to exclude
including the Antichrist, including Leopold II could have
said. We'd say, yeah, Yeah, we'd say yeah. Yeah. Has to. Otherwise, because if it's not whosoever will, then now you're doomed because you may not be enough. See? It may not be.
If grace is free.
Yeah, if grace is free, it's over. Grace, if you had all the grace in the world, it wouldn't help you now. See the trouble?
I get it. So Leopold is just going along with
your own point.
Bob is...
Death is so great, Bob. You're doing good tonight. You're actually starting to get this. We're scared. We're very nervous.
Yeah, well, I'll back off. Don't worry. I don't want to scare too many people yet.
You're starting to embrace Johnny Depp, Bob. I don't know what we're going to do after this. I don't know how.
Thanks for warning me. I was getting smart there. Okay.
Yeah.
But Leopold is just riding my coattails. He's following the script. That's what you're saying.
Correct.
Yeah. He has
he
a role.
He got the assignment.
So so he's watching the others try to bring in a new economic order, the feudalism, the monarch.
He's watching it. No, he's watching it come forth.
Mm.
That's what all the connection things were about, the castles. That's what all those links were about, the castles, to get you to the point where you could have a reason to see how Hanover's didn't make it.
Right.
That's the rub.
You did mention the Hanovers the other day. Are they involved right now in some way as a desperate
last move? Hell yeah.
Okay. So Leopold, he does have a role at some point that's more visible.
Yes.
Yeah, if he doesn't ascend.
It's not likely, but yes. You got to say that, but we say it's not likely. But you're right. No question. You're right, but not likely.
Great. Was he around during the Garden of Eden scene when we came down on the bubble?
No. That was later. No. That was later. Because, see, you have the whole... He's after the Enochian rule. After the Enochian rule. And there's no lining of time. But there are patterns that you can circle into. We're going to go back. We've done this a million times. We're going to do it one more time, just for the palindrome process. Remember the spirograph?
You have
little cogs, and you put your pin, and you spin it. That's time.
Yeah.
That's time. You go around in a circle, and it goes in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. And you're saying, which one came first? Well, this line came before that line, but they're merged into the big picture. So when we say it like that, you go, okay. So that therefore you can arrive before you got there. You can arrive before you got there.
Yeah, and the big picture is a story, a plot.
The completion, your representation of your experience in the battle of heaven, over heaven.
And you're meaning boss or people?
Individual. An individual battle. Everyone has their own. See?
So is that the first time you've given an image of time? The spirograph image?
No, we've done spirograph 100 times. Bert's got pages on the spirograph. But it's the first time we're lining it up so that you can understand how something came before something else if there's no time. See the rub?
The spirals overlap, and that looks like there is something happening before.
That's why this history thing has become something you're doomed to repeat.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense either.
Okay.
Oh, we had an atomic bomb. Well, by God, we're not going to do that again, except for Ukraine. Oh, fuck that. Fuck Finland. You're in Finland. You better get out. I better get you some... Prussian blue is what you better get. You're going to be a little more radiation that you're going to be looking forward to. So just saying.
Okay, so another topic. Thank you for that. Is Klaus Schwab an alien replaced by an alien? Or is he just a human who has fantasy?
Okay. He's not. No. Okay. He's none of those things. He becomes an archetype. Why isn't he on stage? Why isn't he sitting next to Bill Gates? Why isn't he fucking what's his name? The Jew D'Souza? No. What's his name? George Soros. We didn't want to say his name. You said it, so we could get away with it. You can say it.
Yeah.
All right. So why ain't he on the platform with George Soros telling you what he's gonna do? Why ain't he on this front page? Why ain't he on Fox News telling you what y'all better get ready for because it's coming whether you like it or not? They usually have footage.
Yeah, they had footage of him speaking by himself to the World Economic Forum or Davos or something.
It's all this hologram-y stuff. That doesn't matter. No, he's a thing. They had to put it on something, so that's the thing they put it on. Okay, that's fine. Now, what he's saying is the thing that's being presented. Now, is that from the angels? Well, it falls into the seal situation in Revelation. So did Klaus write the book of Revelation? We don't think so. Did he read Revelation and figure it out or listen to the secret council of 12 and or 10 and then added 2 to it to make him be skull and crossbones and have 13 so he can run the world and get everybody to do the funky handshake and be the one-eyed monster that has the clive and the sickle and what is it, the square, like the Masons have, and the Templars and all that shit. I mean, you know, you're just going all this crap on and on and on and on. It's like, so they become symbols of that. Even our symbol with the pyramid with the all-seeing eye on top of it. Same thing. So are we that? No. But we are presented as their archetype or archetypal reference. So what he's presenting is this thing that everybody's going to push against. When Carolyn Dean, let me tell you what, Carolyn Dean figured this out. She'd say, y'all keep talking about it. You'll be feeling it. Keep on. Say it one more. Talk about it long. Talk about the whole show, the great reset. You're finna know everything you need to know. So you finna feel that reset. That's what you finna do. Because she says, you people have lost your mind. Why are you focusing on the thing you don't want? You keep focusing on what you don't want. And that's the only thing you got room for is what you don't want. See, that's what she'd say. But she's really, unlike y'all, she's real smart. So just so everybody knows.
If he's a hologram, who's projecting him? Who's running his hologram?
It's a quarter alien, a quarter A1, a quarter B1, a quarter A2 each that are setting this up. They're firing or giving power at those different levels to try to take over. They're going to take over, Bob. Here's your newsflash. Pause. Okay, Carolyn gets to say whether or not you're going to play this part or not. She gets to say on this. But here's the thing. Here's the rub. They're going to invade. Okay, they are invading. The invasion is done. The outcome, up to you.
Right.
The A2 is invading. You won't be able to tell the difference when they start ripping. They're already covering up the Capitol. Why are they whitewalling the Capitol?
Yeah.
Why are they standing? Why did Queen Elizabeth II stand on the outer porch at the Trooping of the Colors today, and all the windows on the bottom had white paper on them? They were boarded up before. Why did they have the gates open so that you couldn't see that the crests were gone? Why was every window in the upper levels open into blackness? Because there was no power on in Buckingham Palace. Dark as shit. Queen went down the steps in this hallway that was black. It was dark. No lights was on.
Now, people saw that. That wasn't hidden.
Right, well, everybody saw that the windows were blacked out, or they were opened on the upper levels. Why would that be? See,
some were blacked out below her, and some were open above her. That's what you're saying.
Correct. And no lights were on anywhere. That's all.
Uh-huh.
In front, they've now changed that angel that's in front of Buckingham Palace. It got a little redress, so Ezreal is going to be represented. So maybe Ezreal is going to end up with Buckingham Palace instead of the aliens. But she's lost it. That's why she's scooting right back to Windsor Castle, and she's not going to the church service tomorrow because the Archbishop of Canterbury got fucked off.
You mean he got killed? Yeah, are you?
No comment.
You just said Lady Azrael. Is that referring? What'd you say?
No, Angel Azrael. That's that angel represented. You know, the gold statue in front of Buckingham Palace with the circle? That's
Azrael. You're saying, Lady, that statue gets to own Buckingham Palace. That's what I think you said.
Maybe. That angel. Maybe.
Yeah.
We're going to see.
Because
they're beefing over it now. Why didn't they go on the inside?
Who's
there?
When you say they're beefing, who's there?
The royal family. The royal family. If they got permission to use it, why didn't they go on the inside? To the high steps. That's where they always do it. They do the first, and then they do the second on the high steps. Why didn't they do that? But they didn't do that. So it's like, oh, we're going to stop by. It's like, we're going to go to the White House, and we're going to stand by the front gate and say we own the place. Yes, welcome to America. I'm Jerry Bondob. This is my house. I'm standing here. Wave. Hello. How you doing? Kind of like that. It's like, oh, okay. Thanks for coming by.
Now, did anybody in the news coverage notice this or bring it up? Or they were told not to bring
Pierce
it up?
Pierce Morgan made reference to how things had changed. And and see, he's been around for a while. He's now running Fox. They was going to kill him, and then run him off. And him and Sharon Osbourne. It was a big thing for cancel culture. And now he's decided that he has a very large penis, and he's going to show it to everybody because he has a large penis, and you're going to look at it whether you like it or not. That's what you're going to do. Just so you know, I'm back. You can't cancel me.
But it's not getting any viewers. It's just show's going to fail.
Who cares? Fox doesn't care because BlackRock owns it. They don't need money. Fox doesn't need money. I mean, how can they have Fox Nation that's got all this shit on it nobody watches? I mean, how many hours can you watch Dan Bongino? How many hours? Maybe 30 minutes. Okay, he'll tell you everything. Then he's going to tell you he's like Sean Hannity. He's going to spend the rest of the week telling you that again. He's still talking about Uranium One, for God's sake, and that's been happening years ago. You know, it's never going to end. There's nothing, there's no creative legion or expanse that they're going into. They'll take a hiccup and they just say it over and 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 over. But if you're really watching it, it's like, this is just echoes. They're not saying anything. Somebody got shot. What? Somebody got shot? What? Gas is up $3 a gallon. What? Gas went up 11 cents today and 12 cents yesterday and 9 cents tomorrow. What's causing this? I don't know. Biden got those stickers on the gas. They had those stickers of Joe Biden pointing to the price of the gas, and he says, I did that. Y'all think they have a Green New Deal, because y'all going to have to bury all your money, because it's going to take all your green to buy enough gas to get you to the store to buy food that's not on the shelf. If you're not going to buy food, you might as well not have money to put gas in your car to go get the food that you can't eat. You might as well, if you're going to do it. So he's got you hooked up whether you wanted him or not.
Okay.
And the problem is, here's the rub. That Carolyn was aware of this when she was trying to slow it down. And we didn't agree with that because it is what it is. You're not going to stop this now. We said that. She wanted to slow it down so that folks would actually have a chance. Because there's a lot of crying. She has to listen to people crying all the time. Wah, I'm sick. I need something to eat. I don't know. I got Crohn's disease. I got the gout. I'm messed up. You know, she has to listen to all that shit. So she was trying to slow it down and give people a change. So it's not going to change anything. So just so you know, that's why she's only focusing on the well now. That's significant, and that's good because it kind of gives her a break because otherwise it runs her crazy just trying to convince everybody that they're not as sick as they thought they were.
What's the well?
Yes, that remember better than you.
What's better than you?
Wellness, that they're not sick. Oh. These people that are complaining.
So you're working on the
sick.
Wellness, not the well.
Right, wellness, not the well. That's right.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you. That was a good one. You mentioned in passing that the Salem's witches trials involved something not known. What was the real action? That you just referred to, but didn't get it precisely. The witches
apocrypha.
Were aliens, or
the apocrypha.
Well, that's the parts left of the Bible.
The Apocrypha. Yeah. And that's also, now if you get right down to it, we could do a whole session on the Merkabra. Then that whole mess, that's what that's all about. That's, well, that goes into the Hebrew run of mysticism, which is witchcraft, see? So you know how that goes.
Right.
It worked for Elizabeth Montgomery.
Right. So you're saying that some authorities, I guess, in the churches, objected to witch activity, witches.
No. No. The Vatican's got miles of books on it, proves every issue of it, pictures of it, everything about it, the whole nine yards. Why a religion that didn't believe in demons have a ritual of exorcism? I don't believe in the devil, but I got an exorcism. If the demon gets on you, we can get you out. We didn't get you into it, but we can get you out of it. They all embrace this whole downside or this mystical, inky, misty darkness thing that you can't understand. The devil made me do it. It worked for Flip Wilson. You remember Flip Wilson. You was just a boy weren't you? So the devil made me do it. Who's the devil? All right, so now this parody that you're laying out of this awful thing that's going to get you one way or another, or that you've got to overcome one way or another, this becomes a whole level that it has power. Otherwise, they wouldn't run from it. Otherwise, the church wouldn't be so invading of it, or kill the witch. You're a witch. Off of the head. Off of the head. We're going to put you on the dipping post, and we're going to dip you till you drown. And if you drown, then you're a goddamn witch. See, we told you. So that whole thing becomes as demonic and as witchy as the practice of Wiccan, which is a whole other thing.
Right. So,
and then
so
you can also
battle.
Be careful. Odin, you have the Odin rules too. The Odins, you have to watch that too, because that's a whole other level with the giants. See, every religion, doesn't matter which one you pick, there's always that subculture of some higher form of being that's going to do you in. Ta-da.
Right.
There's a pattern.
So
it's a good pattern.
The witches
you're doing good, Bob. Your questions are getting better. You know, if you keep this up, you may learn how to ask questions. You keep going.
Right. Okay. Let's not hold our breath. Now listen to this. So the traditional feminist line, it's the patriarchy beating up the matriarchy. But
sure.
It had nothing
when,
to do with that.
When the sub, you know, the dom and the sub, do you know what those words mean? You do know what that is? It's pretty hot. It's pretty hot, isn't it? The dominant, you have a dominant, and you have a submissive. And then the sub, typically like the dominant person in the relationship and the submissive one. And they'll whoop your ass and do the furry handcuffs and all these kind of things. But guess what you don't know? The sub, the one that's called the sub, the submissive one, has all the power. Now, they're the one getting their ass whooped. They're the one getting all the weird stuff. But they control the entire narrative. They control it because they control their dom, their dominant. Now, we're not trying to take you to the Marquis de Sade and the whole masochism issue, but that is the trick. That's how that works. And so a good sub would understand it and rule it the way they want it. They control it. They make that dom do what they want done. Same thing here in this conversation here. From the witchcraft position, once you're in that position where you yield, then guess what? You're moved into a position of power. And that's why the witches were killed. But they were made to be powerful. That's why everybody in fear had to get rid of them.
Right, and were they possessed by demons, the supernatural,
No. It's just power, Bob. Just power, 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 power.
Well, that's
power is better than
that's
money.
The feminist
power
line.
Is better
that
than
was
money.
Patriarchy. That's patriarchy versus matriarchy.
Right.
So that was what was happening.
It still is happening. That's the thing. It is still happening.
But you're bringing in this demonology stuff.
But it's not like that. Don't say demonology stuff. Just say powerful humans. Now, did you get your power from a demon or from an angel? What's the difference? Did you get your power from God? Yes, that was what you had already. Did you neglect? Are you the demon that wouldn't let the power of God flow through you? You devil, you. You the damn devil. That's what it is. You stopped that power from flowing through you. You separated yourself from your place of power. That's the only sin. That's the original sin. Separating yourself from God, that's where you go to hell. See? So now it's an individual thing. You can't borrow a demon. Borrow a witch. Borrow a warlock. Borrow you a, get you a carnelian rock, or get you be a crystal liquor. The orange and the black and the green and whatever it is they worship, used to babble about. The page of Aquarius in essence of something, 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 a vagina. Some foolishness. So you can use those words if it fits into something. But it all comes back to you flowing into your place of power. And if you set that off, then that's the devil. That's the demon. That's what's lost. Now, with your power, you can.
If you set that off, what's that mean? If you don't do it, if you don't go after your power.
Don't erase it. If you don't let it flow through you. You got your power. We're trying to say you already have your power, but you're not using it.
Yeah. Okay, so the witches, the ones that didn't get killed, won because they took the submissive role.
Correct, and won. That's right. They hung back and still had the power. That's what it's about.
So that's the matriarchy. That's the daughters of the American Revolution.
Yes, and the Union League. Don't forget that. Jimmy Swagger and Jimmy Swaggart or Benny Hinn. Oh, wait a minute. What about Oral and Evelyn Roberts? They made hundreds of million dollars off the back of God.
So those were, Oral was run by his wife. She played the submissive,
Oral.
But she was in charge.
Oral and Evelyn. She, Evelyn Roberts was absolutely in charge. She's like Carolyn Dean. She'd chop your head off to see if you bleed. We love her. Evelyn Roberts. And you better not let Evelyn Roberts pray for you, because you're going to get up well. She lays her hands on you. By God, you're going to get up well, or you ain't going to get up.
Okay, listen to this.
She was quiet.
So, and where we're at today is whether you're male or female, the issue is to take your power, not align with your form, your biological form.
You can't even say that anymore, because you can't tell. You got chicks with dicks. You got dicks that's chicks. You can't even say that. Everybody's androgynous. So you can't even use those pronouns. Don't fuck everybody off because it's Pride Month or whatever they're proud of. I don't know what they're proud of, but whatever pride thing is, don't use that because that doesn't matter. You know, it's like tits on a bull. They don't have much use for them. But that's not the point. The point is that the human being within that condition has to apply the place of power, whether you have a hara or not. Those third eye chakras have to be aligned. Otherwise, you can overwhelm your place of power. Like when you overtrain. Remember when you used to play hockey 1,000 years ago?
Yeah.
When you play hockey, when you were better than Bobby Orr, you know, back in those days.
Yeah.
So then what happened is you could do more than the body normally said you could do. Because you didn't get into it. You just went with it. Now, there was a little problem with icing, but that's an ongoing battle always. But minus that, you were very proficient at it from that capacity of, I'm going to be good at this because I like to do this. This is fun. And it's not that you were so competitive. It's that you wanted to be able to be proficient at this thing of hitting this little puck with this little stick on this little slippery floor and this little laundry basket. So it's like, let's do that.
Okay, did the Salem's Witches Trial happen, the timing of it in the
1700s,
1800s, whenever it was, because of the printing press? Did the printing press exaggerate differences between biological forms?
No, that was happening before the printing press. That was before the printing press.
Oh, okay.
The printing press just picked up on it, and the Gutenberg side laid this into a thing that said, this is a problem. We have an outside force that's not of God. That's not of God, which came more from the church. Sinners in the hands of an angry God came more from the church than it did from regular pagans. Because you had druids, remember, and you had deists. There's all kind of people who believe things.
What came from the church?
Oh, the thing that those that practice witchcraft, which is anything they said wasn't from us, witchcraft was anything that doesn't come from us. If you didn't get it from our hymn book, then it's the devil. See, that kind of thing. So anything that was, so therefore we have to eliminate you because you don't represent what we are saying our God can provide.
So what came from God in relation to the printing press? What?
Nothing.
I get that.
Nothing.
What did the printing press, saying they were able to write it down or print it up, the rules.
What printing press? What printing press? We don't know. We don't know. Witches don't use books. They make their own grimoire. They never had a printing press.
No,
they don't
said,
use one.
You said the church. It came from the church,
yeah.
Some kind of authority. And they
would print the rules. They would print the rules and said, this is what you have to go by because this is the Bible. This is the Bible.
Right.
But there wasn't a printing press in the Council of Nicaea. So I don't know how that was,
right.
How that affected that.
And the battle,
so man
was,
now
the battle
matriculated.
Was happening then. The battle
yes.
was happening then before the
yes.
printing press.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, let's leave it that.
But now, what you use the printing press for, that's what you use to mass communicate it. Now you don't even have that anymore. There are no printing press. They don't print things anymore, Bob. I mean, you're amazing that you're able to still find books to buy because everything is digitized. So that's all nothing.
Yeah,
I mean, they're not even books. They're not even paper. I mean, it's crazy.
Okay, I got that. Thank you. All right. There are UFO sightings over volcanoes. Are the mm-hmm. volcanoes and earthquakes that Opie reports
vortex,
to me? And,
vortex.
Are they,
and
are
the
they triggered by
the sinkhole,
UFO vehicles?
Sinkhole
are
and,
they triggered by?
Yes.
Are they,
yes. And the sinkhole. And the sinkhole in China that's 700 feet deep that just opened to a whole other sublayer with a forest. And the whole nine yards, you'll see it in a minute, it's coming.
And that was triggered by a UFO, a vehicle.
Yep. Yep. The energy
that's,
flow.
That's part.
Energy flow of setting up strategic. Stop. Don't say that. They're setting up strategic points for their invasion. They got to have outposts.
Right.
They got to have bases. They can't take over the U.S. bases. And they can't take over Guam. Because who the fuck wants Guam anyway? Unless you're Paul Pelosi trying to steal the tuna market. But minus that, you're in a position where they have to have their bases, outposts. And so,
and that would be the sinkholes. You're saying the sinkholes are
base. Sinkholes, and they'll use power from the volcanoes. Because that's how they're going to run the earth, the humans crazy. Because, see, the earth's going to burn, remember? Fire and brimstone, the lake of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. And then that, you know, all that thing, that's got to come from somewhere other than burning carbon or burning oxygen. But that'll make a fire.
Mm-hmm. So it comes from the volcano energy. It comes from the aliens' vehicles harnessing the power of the volcanoes.
Yes. Carolyn can tell you all you need to know about the application of kinetic energy as far as the difference between lava and magma. Magma has more power than lava.
Okay. So we were talking about the. All right. Preparing the sinkholes is part of the invasion. It's already happening. That's part of the invasion.
Correct. And it's and then you have little signs, little this, little that. These dams start falling. These problems start happening. They're calling natural disasters. They're going into hurricane season. You're going to see more than you've ever seen. They're going to tear shit up. Then everybody's going to be out. Then the grid's going to fall. And then the EMP is going to, they're going to blame it on the thing from the storm. And I don't know why she fought, swallowed a fly. Me, oh my, I'm sure she's going to die. And then they start that. And then they can't, we can't deal with all this. Too many people are dying. We've got too many funerals. We can't do this. And then it just basically is already occurring. And that's why it's so funny when you say, Ion, when is this going to start? No, maybe next last week. Month and a half ago, it was a really good start, Bob. A month and a half ago, it was downhill from there.
Yeah, so the aliens want people to see them like they did over Polo Beach. Was there any particular message of doing the 11 vehicles over Polo Beach after I swam there? Was there something particular I can identify with?
They're trying to reach it. They're trying to reach it.
Reach the meeting.
You.
Trying to reach the meeting.
You.
Okay, here's another topic. You mentioned in passing the mirror technology at Versailles, I guess at the time of Louis XIV. What is the mirror technology?
The skeleton key. Skeleton Key?
Well, that's in that voodoo ritual.
Yeah, voodoo. Yeah, same thing. That's what, then see, that, and the reason is because the mirrors were backed in those days by mercury, which is an element. And see, the vampires and those kind of things, that's why you couldn't see their reflection, because they can't stand that heavy metal, the vampires. So that's why they couldn't see their reflection in a mirror. And that's why people, old-timey people, would always put a mirror in their front hall, so when somebody opened the door, if they couldn't see their reflection in the mirror, they'd say, you're not invited in. Now, well, the rule, apparently, is that the vampires have to be invited in, which is the silver aspect. And that becomes something that, like, through the looking glass, was it Lewis Carroll? That was the whole thing that you could fall through. That these paradigms that you're seeing have both sides, but just from the front side, you can reach through to the other side. That's explaining you the easiest way to understand how this works as far as multi-level, multi-tiered dimensions. No, we're not talking about multi-level marketing. We're not talking about J. Van Andel and Rich DeVos's Amway. We're talking about
parallel worlds? Is that the
dimensions?
No.
Don't say that. The answer is yes, but don't say that. You're confusing it. Don't worry about the dynasties. We're talking about the kingdoms. Don't worry about the dynasties. We're talking about the kingdoms. Kingdoms from mirror to mirror that you can go through. That, like in the Stranger Things, upside down. Everybody else has been watching the fourth season of the Stranger Things. And they're going to be very smart. They're going to be smarter than you because they've been doing their homework because they got the assignment. So just so you know, you're going to hear a lot of that. So you'll get tired of it before it's over with.
Right. So when I
this is the croaker. This is the croaker quadrant. This fourth season explains croaker perfectly just because you ordered
it. So mirror technology refers to mirrors. In Versailles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when Sarah Courtney saw me in a dream being sucked into a bubble by the aliens, and then I was outside, and there was two of me, that's what you're talking about? That's an example of the mirror effect?
As well. Now, they didn't call it a mirror. They called it a looking glass. They didn't call it a mirror. They called it a looking glass. Remember, through the looking glass?
Right. So you mean at Versailles? At Versailles, they called it the looking glass.
There was no such thing as a mirror.
Right. But they had what we call mirrors, but they called it looking glass because they knew they were looking through to another world. Right?
And they saw they saw the past tense of their reflection.
Right.
Good.
But that was in another. That's the only way this world registers the other world as a past tense.
Correct. That's why you comb yourself up, you fix yourself up, and you look in the mirror to see if you're clean. Well, if you wash yourself, you ought to know if you're clean, right?
Yeah.
But you don't trust that. You look and see. But what you see has nothing to do with what's really there. And the proof of that is these women go outside. Well, they don't wear slips anymore. But when they wore slips, if that were true, how'd they get out of the house with their slip tail 6 inches below their skirt tail? Because they looked. They'd have seen that. Obviously, their skirt tail was hanging out. But they didn't see it when they looked. That was the past tense.
Can you test to determine whether you are seeing the present and not getting trapped by the mirror?
Yes.
What's a test?
Use it. See it in a flame. See it in a flame.
So you look in a flame and
You take a candle or a lighter or, you know, they got the little sticks that you click and count. Karen's our pyrotechnician.
Get fire.
You take some fire, maybe light a candle in front of you in a mirror, and you look at the flame from your eyes in this realm, and then you look in the mirror at the flame and see if there's a difference. That's how you can tell if you're off, because the candle in the mirror will be moving while the candle in your hand will be still, or the candle in your hand will be still and the candle in the mirror will be moving. Meanwhile,
if you see the motion, being still. Yeah, if you see the motion, that means you are seeing the present.
Correct. If you don't, there's no difference. And if there's no difference from the mirror to there, then it's fucked up. You don't know. You don't know if you're ahead of it or behind it. But it's not now. It's not present.
Right.
You asked about present.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's moving in the mirror or in your hand. There's motion, then you're in the present. And you're perceiving
both.
It.
Otherwise. They have to match. If the two match, you're in the present. If they don't match, then you're off. That's the way to do it.
Oh, you have to have your hand, the one in your hand's moving and the mirror is moving, you're into the present. You're not
right.
In a
or
past
if the
reflection.
One if the one in your hand is still and the one in the mirror is still, you're in the present. But if either one of them are off, then you're off one way or the other. Now, we don't know time, so we don't know if you're ahead or behind. But you have to jump on the spirograph and go around one more time.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be you wouldn't go by what you see of yourself in the mirror as accurate. Therefore, you would say, yeah, I better check my slip, even though the mirror doesn't show a slip. I'm going to look at my own slip and see if it's visible or not, right?
Okay, yes, correct.
I got that. All right, thank you. In passing, you mentioned Abraham Lincoln and the CSA. The CSA is the Confederate States. Were you referring to something? Yeah, CSA. Were you referring to something that we don't know about, or are you just referring to the terms the history books talk about? Abraham Lincoln versus the CSA.
No, we were making connection with Johnny Depp, who's in a lot of trouble, who won his case, but he's in a lot of trouble. Because he got up there and he said about Donald J. Trump, when was the last time a sitting American president was murdered by an actor?
He brought that up?
He said that.
No, did he?
And he's making reference of this John Wilkes Booth.
Booth. Yeah, but he brought that up in the trial we just witnessed?
No, he brought that up when Trump was president. He was railing against Trump, which caused all this problem.
That. Well, that's
right. The problem.
So he real.
Now he's got this mess. Now he's exposed. Now everybody knows he's a sot and he's drinking $50,000 worth of wine a month or a day and stoned out of his mind. I mean, he's crazy. And everybody knows that he's basically lost his senility. He's fleeting because he gets the substances have taken him over. So therefore, he's not qualified for anything. So now you know, of course. The zeitgeist is going to run him up the flagpole and say, look at there, yay, Jack Sparrow, yay, do a version of Jackass. You're doing good. We'll go see you at the movie theater if you'll do Jackass or something. You know, the movie series Jackass with the other one.
Yeah,
which you're so fond of.
Yeah, you're saying they're going to make him famous again, run him up the flagpole?
No. They're going to expose him. They're going to rip him apart. They're going to put him on the altar. They're going to put him on the altar of public opinion.
is this the Me Too movement will do this?
No.
Women will do this?
No, that's
who's
over.
Do this?
That's how he's winning. No, he'll do it to himself. Just give him enough rope. He'll do it. Karen says, you don't get any lazy about it. He'll do himself in. Karen said, let him go. He'll be all right. He'll do himself in.
Okay, so he said years ago, symbolically, hey, when was the last time an actor killed the president? Well, it might happen again, he's implying, and meaning himself. So that got him in trouble.
Well, yeah, correct. Well, it got him sideways, and now he can't be Pirates of the Caribbean, and he can't be this, and he can't be that. And that whore of Babylon, Amber Heard, ruined his life, and now he has to go to the court and get money from a bitch that can't pay. Now they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars, but she ain't got $15 million to pay her lawsuit. I don't know how the fuck that's going to work. If you got all these goddamn rich people, why ain't they got no money? That's the thing about all these rich people. They ain't got no money. So now she's going to have to file an appeal and do some stuff because she can't pay it. She already said, I can't pay it. I ain't got no money. Got no money check. So it's like, wait a minute. You're supposed to be this gajillionaire and making all these movies and all this stuff. Well, you can see now how thinly the veil is pierced.
Well, did they not have money because they spent it all? But they never got paid.
Yes. And what's the difference? And, yes, what difference does it make?
Well, if you have the money, you can spend it. What about the fact you're implying you didn't get any money?
Well, no, the money went away. If you're making $100 million a year and you're spending $101 million a year, you're $1 million in the hole every year.
Yeah. So... is she nuts, too? Equally nuts as Depp?
It's codependent, Bob. They feed each other.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could remember every illicit detail. She's sky high, drunk, falling out, on dope, on pills, on damn cocaine, everything else you can smoke. And now she knows every detail of what he did while she was shitting in their bed. Like, come on now. How are you remembering all that? How do you remember all that?
Well, how was she? How was she remembering?
She wasn't. She made it all up. She made it all up trying to get money from Johnny Depp that didn't have any
right.
either.
So did so she's making it up.
This became a movie. This became a movie. They got a Netflix series right there on live TV, on the TikTok. You could watch it live all day long, all the details.
But they didn't get paid for it. They didn't get paid for it.
They didn't get paid for a lot of stuff. Apparently, they don't need money, Bob. They need attention. They need attention.
Okay, so then you predicted that this was all an audition for an actual movie. So maybe they get money that way?
Well, then they become a Spotify. They become a Spotify.
All right. Okay, so so this trial didn't decide anything. No final outcome happened.
Oh, no. Well, Johnny Depp got his life back. Well, he didn't get his life back. We're going to see what he does with it. We're going to see. Is he in your inbox? Did he leave a message? Did he want to talk to you, Bob? Did he make an appointment? Is he going to be there Saturday night? He's going to be there Saturday night. Okay, maybe.
Okay,
We'll watch on the chat line and see if we got a Johnny Depp. If we got a Dean Corso. We got a Dean Corso on the chat line, then we'll see about it. Well, we might engage that a little bit. But otherwise, caveat emptor.
Yeah, that's the biscuit. Cracks of the biscuit is he aware of Bob and Ion?
Correct.
He was aware.
Okay.
Apparently. As a matter of fact, that's how he interpreted Ion, gave himself power, and he went after Trump. Misinterpreted Ion's message.
He tried it. We'll see how far it goes. Nothing so far stood against Trump.
Right. So we're talking about Klaus Schwab as an archetype, a hologram, all these levels. What is Trump? Is he an archetype, a hologram, or something different, or just a human being in his power?
He's a dupe of non-physical.
Ah, he's channeling. He's a conscious medium.
Mm-hmm. He's not that smart, Bob. He's not that smart.
But that's where the QAnon phenomenon gathered around him. That was a phenomenon of non-physical. Uh-huh.
Sure. But I don't get too carried. Yeah, don't see that. Here you go. You give me an inch, and you're going to take them out. Don't mess that up, because you're going to use that later. There's no reason to lay that out right here. Do you remember Kenny Rogers? Do you know Kenny Rogers?
Yes. Yeah. Fifth edition.
Okay.
First edition.
Okay.
First edition.
No. Here's Kenny Rogers. Here's what you got to know. You got to know when to hold them, and you got to know when to fold them. You know when to walk away, and know when to run, Bob. You got to know that. That's good.
Did we finish the Abraham Lincoln and CSA? What were we saying about that? I asked him.
We did. We finished it. You did the parallel with. With the John Wilkes Booth,
Johnny Depp,
all the way to Johnny Depp, and how that applies in the conundrum of that window of time that you're doomed to repeat.
Right. Okay.
And the only reason Biden's still in office now is because they're scared of what's her name? We don't even want to say her name.
Kamala Harris.
I want to fuck you or something. I don't really know. But ooh.
Yeah. How is she doing? Is she ready to resume the reins of the throne?
Oh, she's talking about now how money is real money, and we're going to cancel people. These people that got robbed in schools, they went to the school. Yeah, they went to the school, and they got robbed. They had a stew house, and they went to school, and they got a degree, and they ain't got no education. So we got $560 billion. We're going to make them not pay their bill. And that's real money. And that's real money. That real people are going to get real money from getting wobbed because of their lack of education from this
some kind of canine school that they didn't go to that wasn't no good for them. And that's a racket.
Right, so
it was a ripoff. And the taxpayers of the United States of America are going to pay for this corporate conundrum.
Right. So the Democrats are getting desperate. The Biden saying no more guns, all the liberal dreams, they're throwing them out there, getting rid of student debt. These are final desperate moves of a lost cause.
They are desperate. They are desperate. And, and it's all fun. It's all really fun now, because now the fun becomes, oh, shit, because he can't realize what's going on. He's, wait a minute, you mean you really don't mind paying $10 a gallon for gas? Yes, motherfucker, we mind paying $10 a gallon. You mean, okay, give us the money and we'll go buy an electric car. Well, there's no electric cars available because you stopped all the transports that make the batteries that make the thing to have us an electric car. So even if you gave us the stimulus money to buy an electric car, since electric cars are a right provided by the Constitution, there ain't no electric cars to give you none. So now you start another war over the lack of the brown New Deal.
Okay, you used the phrase PETA revolutionary resources. I don't know what you're referring to. Was that time of Lincoln? PETA revolutionary. George III? I looked it up. PETA, PETA, hyphen, revolutionary resources. Yeah. Nothing came up.
Oh, well, just giving it. Wait 30 minutes and we'll put it in the Wikipedia and then you can have a reference of purview.
Okay.
This is so fun because all we got to do is put it in there and they go, it's in Wikipedia. Okay. This is so ridiculous. This is ridiculous, Bob. If you could only get away with this. Here's the better question. This is what Carolyn Dean to this day is going to write her thesis on. How did Bob get away with this shit? That'll be the thesis. How did Bob get away with this shit? That's it.
Okay, so PETA Revolution. What dynasty, who was king at the time that this term was thrown
third
around?
Third dynasty. So before
of
the
Egypt.
Han. Before the Han.
Oh, China. Third dynasty, okay. In the follow-up to the Revelation series, we called it the Genesee series, you talked about dirt. Can we get into what is dirt? You were kind of rather vague about what the dirt is. You know, we were made from dirt, I think. There's lots of references in the Garden of Eden to dirt. What is that you were talking about?
The house of flesh. It's but a
no,
prison.
Sorry, it wasn't dirt. It was dust. It was dust. I'm looking at another thing.
That's why we're saying.
Yeah.
That's the reason we're saying the house of flesh is but a prison. It's made of clay, of dust. That dust, those particles, that's what you are created from. And Carolyn says in anatomy, that's what the essence of the creatine and the stuff in the body is, basically the mineral concentration of, say, dirt, clay, dust, particles. And those particles come together to create man, human. Okay, now that's little man.
Those are minerals. You're talking minerals. Another term for dirt, dust, minerals?
Can we say mineralization? Because minerals won't. Yeah. You can live on minerals, but you're not a mineral. You can live on minerals, but you're not a mineral. You see, the cells are dead. They're not mineral. The minerals go into the cell, but the cells are not mineral. So that's the dust, the clay, the carbon.
And that entered into our experience with the fall.
Correct.
The Garden of Eden.
Because that allowed you to be created. You were created like a... Okay, now you're really going to have some fun with this. You really want to have some fun with it? It's what the... See, God was beefing and he was spoofing. You know what spoofing is? God was spoofing everybody. So what he did is he made voodoo dolls. He made voodoo dolls. And he made the voodoo dolls in God's image. And then he could poke things into them like Jonathan Edwards and Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God or Herbert W. Armstrong, and God will fuck you up. God will get you. God will get you. He'll get you. You're going to burn it like a fire.
Yeah.
Turn and burn. All right, so he made these voodoo dolls. He made them out of dirt, out of clay. And they're bars, and he held the souls in those voodoo dolls, and they're controlled. And he's trying to get the voodoo dolls to come into their place of power. And so they get poked often, and they get cancers and celiac disease and GERD and and they have candida, and they have myoplastic carcinomas, and they have angina, and they have all these terrible things because of the voodoo doll. If we say it like that, that's kind of insidious, isn't it? But the short version of it is that's kind of how it plays out. Then now you're doomed to die. So you're broke up in this condition. And then if you can get smart and you can figure out how to get the voodoo doll back, you can take all the pins out of it and the pain goes away. You see. So once that happens, you can make the voodoo doll back into God. So that's the reference that you're embracing here from the standpoint of what part is the condition of ascended in operating fully in your place of power.
Right. So the voodoo doll metaphor happens after Adam and Eve are kicked out of the Garden of Eden or while they were still in the Garden of Eden?
Well, some would say if you were looking at the macabre or the Kraken's, we call it the Kraken's Revenge. You're looking in the Kraken's Revenge, they'd say that's what the whole thing was. The deist would say that's an archetype to show you how you're not God. And I believe I am God. I'm creating the image. Not only am I creating the image of God, I have the power of God coursing through my veins. And you're just a voodoo doll trying to find a savior to bring you back up to snuff.
To get punctured. A savior to puncture you.
Yeah. You're trying to get the Jesus to come into you. Hey, Lord. Wait. Stop. We're getting beclimped here. Does Jesus have to come in you? That's pretty good.
So the dust discussed in the Genesis series is not in the Garden of Eden. It is outside the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve have been expelled.
Maybe both.
Yeah, because
you're talking about the origin. You're talking about the origin. And see, God knew that the man was going to fall when he put him there. That was the whole war in heaven. That was the battle of the war in heaven. You're just a test. You're a test tube. Bob, you're a test tube baby. You're a test tube. You're trying to see if you can come into your place of power or not. And if you're not, then they're going to abort you like they do everything else. And if you do get to be born these days, that's all right because you don't make no difference. They're going to starve you to death. Because then they're going to give you no damn angel formula. And then they're going to come up with a new special formula, a magical formula, so that all the angels can live. And it'll be magical. Just come out of there. Boop! Out of the blue. Here we go. Angel food, angel food. They're going to serve the baby's angel food. You'll watch. You'll see.
All right.
Counter probably selling it to them. She'll be able to build her own army of angels. And whoop y'all's ass. Don't behave. Say something. I'll send my angel to whoop your ass. That's what I'll do. You little long-toed babies. I'll show you what to do. Yeah, don't mess with me. Y'all got the wrong
one. No, we
way.
Got that. Fine, we got that. So the fall actually begins with being Adam and Eve being put in the bubble that became the Garden of Eden. That's the fall includes that process, right?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, was there an action? Apparently I came over and convinced the Andromeda Galaxy citizens to fall. Is there any description of how I did that?
Yeah, you were supporting Maduro, and that's what caused Venezuela to fall. And so this is now you're living that out. You tried it out there to see how it was going to go. It went just to your liking. And so now you're going to apply the same dictatorship as was in Venezuela onto United States of fucked up America. Which is why you want Biden as president in the first place.
So I'm going to apply the Venezuelan dictatorship. That's a reflection of what I applied in Andromeda Galaxy.
And in Venezuela, correct.
Right. So you're saying I invaded the Andromeda Galaxy and forced everybody to fall.
Well, we didn't want to say that, but now that you mention it.
I thought you presented a lot more pleasantly than Bob with his rhetoric.
Oh, we need to powder puff the pussy. okay, we'll put the powder puff on the pussy, and you say, oh, look in the mail slot, look through there, and if you can see my pussy, drop a sardine in there, and that my pussy will be glad to eat that sardine because you can't do anything with it.
So if you go, you're created out of dust and returned to dust, that's the fallen condition. If you get your power, you don't return to dust.
Correct. You ascend the dust state. Now that's happening to people, and that's happening to people because we made reference to that, like with stuff that's happening to the humans that are ascending with all this extra skin, extra stuff that normally would just turn loose. I mean, you can't even scrub it off. I mean, it's like all over the place, but it's a lot of extra, more so than usual, because it's like it's trying to build up to make the dermis heavier, thicker.
Yeah,
but
so you develop a thick skin.
That's
the metaphor of and getting a thick skin.
And, it closes,
and what are you protecting yourself
off
from? The radiation? Are you protecting yourself from the radiation?
AO2, not radiation, AO2SO4, and it goes on from there. And from bad rap music.
Right. Now, you made a passing statement recently that when Adam and Eve ate the apple in the Garden of Eden, they consumed ion. What was ion at that time? A
pure positive source energy.
Is that a positively charged ion, subatomically speaking?
It is. That's the definition of an ion, yes.
Well, what are electrons, protons, and neutrons in relation to the positive ion?
The capacitors that are interacting with source energy.
Are they part of the fallen condition, electrons, protons, neutrons?
That's what you're trying to ascend. That's what you're trying to change. That's what you're trying to sieve. Remember the sieve and the guff? Remember?
But were they
a glass of water out of the guff?
Right. So if you originally had your power, did you have electrons, neutrons, and protons that were already changed?
Correct. You certainly did. And then the fall of man came when you took part of the two fruits, one of knowledge and then one of eternal life. You see?
Tree of life.
Don't talk about that.
From both. Yeah.
Yes. That's why you're eternal. That's how you became eternal. You're just a voodoo doll, Bob.
Yeah, by eating both apples, we became eternal.
Correct.
Well, what about this? So it's wrong to say eating the apple caused the fall.
No, it's not. That gave you the knowledge of good and evil. Now you know you fucked up because that's the only thing you were told not to do. The one I had give you one thing to do, one thing.
We know that. Yeah,
and
we
did
it.
Do that.
Okay.
Right.
So if you're lucky, while you're in the Garden of Eden, maybe someone did it, you ate from the tree of life and you got eternal and overcame the effects of the tree of knowledge.
Well, then you didn't have to realize you're naked and that you're a sinner and you've fallen from the grace of God.
Anybody in the garden
you got eternal
do
life?
That?
Not yet.
Uh-huh. So we are metaphorically still half in the Garden of Eden, and we have the opportunity to eat.
That's why you're heading
tree of life.
Come on now, don't mess this up. That's why you're heading back to Genesee. You're heading back to Genesee. You're not heading to Revelation. You're heading to Genesee.
Right.
Scraping it. You're doing some straightening. You're going to straighten it out, Bob. We got some straightening to do. Straightening. And if the fentanyl, straightening. To straighten.
Straight line or scraping, like
straight.
Rubbing, scrape.
So we were talking like Akeem Jeffries, and he would say scrape, not straight. He would say scrape. Scraping. You got
means
some scraping to do. That's the slang version, scraping. You know, Akeem Jeffries, he don't talk white.
Yeah.
He don't talk white, that one.
Right.
So,
okay, so we're going
listening.
Back
he's
to the
listening.
Bubble.
Shout out to Akeem. Peace out, Akeem. Peace out.
He's listening? Right. Jack doesn't into it?
No, he doesn't have anything to do with Akeem Jeffries. It's worse than that. That's the Sheila Jackson Lee crowd.
Oh,
Michael Berry.
You're talking about Jack is connected to the Sheila Jackson crowd.
Neither. Jeffries is the Sheila Jackson Lee crowd. Jack has nothing to do
who
with
who is he? What is he? A baseball player?
No, he's a representative who would one on the impeachment. He was going to impeach Donald Trump because he was a bad dude.
Oh yeah,
Trump was a bad dude. And they made him be the speaker for the Democratic Party. He couldn't even speak because you brought it up trying to say about the condition of how power.
Oh, the scraping. You said scraping.
Scraping. Straighten.
Now, what was being scraped? What was straight? Are we going back to the bubble that originally Adam and Eve were in to get the tree of life?
You better know it. And if we don't make the bubble, we're going to get you in the bunker.
Right.
Either the bubble or the bubble.
So we're in the part of the bubble known as the fifth gate.
Right now. But Bob, swear to God, you fucked this up. It's not going to be pretty. I'm just there. You put this out there. You tell Bert, this is what we said. You fucked this up. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be not pretty.
I know. But the point is that we got put into the bubble, the Garden of Eden, known as the fifth gate, and then we're having the living water. We're eating from the tree of life by having living water.
That's correct. It's a protection.
Yes, so that's right. The Garden of Eden always was a protection. Yeah, the bubble was
always a
protection.
That's correct. Now, some of the angels want you to make it. Some of the angels don't want you to make it. And you can't tell the difference. There's the problem.
Why would some angels want me to make it? Want us to make it?
Because they would win. That means that they won the battle in heaven.
Against the other angels. So they basically created this fake battle to satisfy their own aggressive instincts.
It's not a fake battle. It's a real fucking battle. Hey, goddamn, go look at Drudge Report and tell us ain't a goddamn battle. Yeah, go look at your little, go look at your network news and see what you see. Is there a battle?
No, the angels had something to do.
A shooter's on Polo Beach. He's shooting everybot in the ocean. He just taking pot shots at everybody. He didn't like the ocean. He was mad at the ocean. Ocean made him mad. He's shooting him in the face. Polo Beach is on fire. Blood is running in the ocean from Polo Beach. Polo Beach, four seasons is closed. He killed everybody in four seasons. It's a bad day.
Maui. Yeah, but the thing is, the angels, they're sitting around being bored. They said, okay, let's start a fight over these other things called humans.
It's all a distraction. Everything is a distraction. This whole Ukraine thing, everything is a distraction. The whole weather thing, the whole
including
thing.
Ascension is a distraction. If you don't interpret ascension properly,
they're making you think
that
about everything. If you're busy ascending, why do you need to have pinto beans in your fucking pantry? If you're busy ascending, why do you need extra food in your fucking garage, sacked up in buckets for the zombie apocalypse? You see?
Good question.
But that's the point. So the reason we say stock up is to make sure you can borrow on those foodstuffs while you're perfecting your ascension. Because otherwise,
right,
they can catch you unaware. That's right. Better to have than you won't. Good.
So J.W., Carol, and I are the first to get back into the Garden of Eden and eat of the Tree of Life, the living water.
So far.
And the RNA drops. All the people who get the drops?
They got a chance.
They got to get ready for the living water. That's what actually comes from the tree of knowledge, correct?
That's correct.
Tree of life.
But they got it 10,000 times. They're going to miss a lot of carcinomas. Carolyn knows what that is. They're going to miss a lot of, on the drops, they're going to miss a lot of carcinomas because you're fixing to see rampant things. You can't look at the Winship Cancer Center, see what they're doing right now, and not know that everybody's fixing to have a goddamn cancer. Everybody's going to have a goddamn cancer. They're going to close the hospitals and make them all cancer centers. That's what we've been saying, but we're not sure, Bob. We better leave that to you and see what you say about it.
Okay. Bert, talking to Bert the other night, he sent a picture to Carolyn of these streaks, he thought, odd-looking clouds over his home.
Yeah.
Were they UFOs? That's what Bert was wondering.
He wasn't at home. He wasn't at home. He was in England with JW.
When he saw that? When he
Correct.
Took the picture?
When he took the picture. Mm-hmm.
Were they UFOs?
Yeah.
Resident UFOs?
They weren't resident. They were straight-up UFOs.
Are they the whole stretch of cloud is a UFO, or that's a
no, they're just behind it.
Emitting?
They're just behind it. They're behind it.
Oh,
they make like
they
this
behind
wave.
Behind it.
Well,
right.
Not, they want to be seen now. See, that's the whole thing now. This is the Nina Pen of Santa Maria. They're going to get it where everybody can see it. They're going to say, oh, fuck. Hey, is that an A-1 or a B-2 alien? Stop this. Don't be putting this alien shit up here. I need to know which goddamn it was. You run these rhinos up my ass so long, I couldn't tell the difference. Stop all that bullshit. You need to get right and lay this thing out here. So be clear. Be clear. You make sure that you got this right.
Hmm? Awesome. Okay.
Hey, now, you remember when we were talking about growing things back? A woman just now got a 3D printed ear made from her own cells. Remember we were talking about how you could grow your legs back if you got your leg chopped off? Remember that?
Yeah. How do you do it? 3D printer?
Yeah, 3D printer with her own cells.
Mm-hmm. Made her legs, and then they'll attach
them. No, her ear. She lost her ear, so they made her and grew her a new ear with her own cells. Which is what we said was going to happen with cellular regeneration. Now they're doing it. So why didn't you ascended ones do it? Why has fucked up science got to do everything? Why are you going to let the tech body get you off? You can get your own self off if you would. But no, you want to let somebody else do it. But alright, don't worry about it. We got this. This is easy.
I see. So it's a technological trap there. It's going to make everybody...
That's why Michael Avenatti got 4 years for fucking Stormy Daniels.
For fucking, metaphorically fucking her.
Yeah. But no, taking advantage of her empirically. Empirically taking advantage
right.
of her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's an interesting topic. I first discussed it with Bert the other night because it was based on the May 17th, 2022 What You Show. Bert got into talking about angles and directions and this ring one of the angel diagram, the one with the chromosome sign there. And we were wondering about what we have in our products. So we have the eye cell, we have insulin.
No, we're not telling you that. We're not telling you that. You don't know that. You don't know what's in your products. Don't say that. You don't know that. You're not gonna, You're not gonna pin it down now. You have no idea.
Well, I'll lay out the question. You may not answer it, but here's the question. We have insulin, cellulose, eye cell, any other things, Carol? Insulin, cellulose. I sell three things. Super sugar. I add that. We were trying
Don't forget bread of living water. Yeah.
Yes. But well, that's what we were asking. Was there an eye cell in the living water?
Of course. That's what the whole basis of it is. That's what the blocks infuse into the living water.
Right. You take normal water and you alter the water through the block. By putting the eye cell infused in it. Is there cellulose or insulinose in the living water?
Of course.
Are they different from the eye cell, insulinose and cellulose? Are they different?
They're not the same thing. Yes, they're different. They're not those same things, right.
Where does insulinose and cellulose come from? How are they manufactured?
In the same, they're begat in the eye cell.
Ah, so it comes from the eye cell.
It's like the difference between pre-cum and semen. Pre-cum gets everything ready. It changes the pH of the urethra, but the goodie is in the semen, so it protects the semen. So the insulinose protects the body so it can receive the eye cell.
So there's your good pre-cum. Boy, now, you didn't think you was going to get a pre-cum metaphor tonight, did you, Bobby?
So internos and sinos are pre-cum.
In essence, yeah. Now, that's a silly way to say it, but it's the way you can understand. You can wrap your head around it for now. It'll be big. Carolyn, don't think Carolyn's going to let that go. She, no. She'll tear that to death. But it's an example of it.
But the eye cell generates the insulinos and cellulose to protect itself in the tract.
Yes. It's easier just to say yes, and then it'll be developed more. But
is the eye cell the God particle?
Maybe. We don't even know what that is anymore. Is it?
Right.
Okay,
so
here's a better way to say it. It says, is it part of the non-God particle?
The matter and the antimatter?
That's
the God
right.
And the
which one's pitching and which one's catching? That's what we're trying to work out now. We're trying to see. We got to try to get all the way down in there now. So, good.
Well, that brings in the mirror. The looking glass.
Basically. That's exactly right. And that's why, instead of fucking Wyndham Lewis, you should have been with Lewis Carroll. He's the one that told you what was really going on. But I don't know.
He was
it's
gay.
An archetype.
He wouldn't fuck me.
It's an archetype.
He was gay.
Who is that? You've never had that as a construct before. You never, that never bothered you before. He's like,
I started the gay movement.
Let me see what they'll do. Let's see what they do. You've been an angry black woman all your life.
Okay, so that's interesting, Carolyn. We got the insulinos. So is the eye cell something like the God particle that CERN is looking for?
No. They're trying to capture quarks. They're trying to capture quarks. They don't even know what antimatter is, Bob. You do. Because you read
McLuhan. Right. But the eye cell is not antimatter.
Not at all.
And are there quarks in the eye cell?
No, but they capture and they control energy. Energy is how a quark is applied.
You said they capture energy. The eye cell or quarks capture
energy? Eye cells. Eye cell captures energy, which controls quarks.
Mm-hmm. So the action of the eye cell is necessary for the ascended condition?
Required.
Is it a complement? It's a complement of the
ascended
condition.
No, it's required.
Right?
No, it's required. It's your bus stop. It's your bus stop. Now we're talking about like a place where the bus runs. We're talking about the fuse box that allows the energy to flow through a bus and a fuse box, a bus stop.
So what in the Bible is it when the Bible begins, in the beginning was the word?
Isaiah 31. Isaiah 31,
No, if you say in the beginning was the word the action of the eye cell?
Well, that's how you notice it.
The Bible's referring to?
That's how you notice it. That's how you notice it.
That's how you know the eye cell is a way of noticing what? The eye cell?
The word.
Or
the word.
The word.
The word. Ascension. How would you know to ascend if nobody said to ascend it? Okay, ascension, draw us now. What does that mean? I don't know, but it's important. Let's look about it. What does the word say about it? Let's look at it. Oh, I know. Arthur Croker. Okay, angels from the realms of glory. Oh, no, wait, that's Thompson. The devil going to get us. Oh, no. LaRouche, eat the babies. And then McLuhan said, no, eat the remote control. The remote control is watching you. You're not watching the TV. The remote control is watching you. Oh, wait, something like that. wait. The meme is mightier than the mouse. The meme is mightier than the mouth. That's what happened. And that's what happened to Walt Disney. The meme was mightier than the mouth. And it all
fell down.
Are
you saying M-O-U-T-H or M-O-U-S-E? I think you're saying M-O-U-T-H.
M-O-U-S-E. M-O-U-S-E. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like Mickey,
is the eye
you know,
cell,
Mickey and Minnie. Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah, I got that. Is the eye cell in the tree of life?
Yes, of course. The roots.
Okay,
The roots are on fire.
So,
the human form is not necessary. The
never
essence
has
of the
been.
Human, which
that's why the proof of that is that's why you can change it. You get all pimped up, puffed up, sucked up, tapped up, stapled up, licked up, Botoxed up, degreased, ungreased, exfoliated, washed, dyed, tried, cried, and primed. Yeah, you change that body, this carnal flesh, you change that you're bidding. Yep.
Okay, now you talk about the essence goes to the gut, not the soul, the essence.
Yeah.
Now the essence is also... It can be in the non-physical. It can be in the physical. The essence.
The essence.
Is
the essence is your power. The essence is your power.
Right. So the I self. Okay. And McLuhan, his PhD, cites the tradition of rhetoric or grammar that word is or the spoken words are flesh, are matter. So
okay, it's like where's Lord's?
No,
like,
let me
where's think. Where's Lord's?
Yeah, I know. So the ascended position is that. Your words aren't matter. Your words are entangled in I cell action.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to go back to what we were trying to say before. Words are like stating, where is Lord's? Where's the geographic location of Lord's? Well, it's everywhere. So it's like words are everywhere. So I'm from Lord's. Where's that from? Everywhere. So the words can trip you up, save you, fuck you up, make you less than, make you more than, embrace you, raise you up, hoist your petard, destroy your catapult. Destroy your catapult. You become the Trojan horse that does you
right.
in.
Yeah, and that's the action of chromosome 14. You're describing chromosome
as well.
14.
As
so
well,
is the chromosome 14 got I cell aspects in it, in the gene?
No, it has not. It has rings and arms that are affected by the I cell. Because that's the only chromosome that has the arms, the rings and arms that will open. And that opening is what starts the 144,000, which according to the sixth seal is a very huge particulate that you're very interested in embracing. If you really
what is the huge particulate, chromosome 14 or
144,000. 144,000 double helix strands.
So when I was abroad,
that'd make Jeannie Bell's nipples hard right there. She loves that. She hates
right.
that Bible. She loves the seals though.
Did you say she loves the seals? Is that what you said? The seals?
Yeah, the
seven seals.
The seven thunders and the seven seals. Because, see, she's the only one that got that the way it goes linearly across, not up and down. She
yeah.
Get them across.
Yeah.
Sasha tried
right.
to get it. We love Sasha. Sasha can come back. She's welcome, too. We're not mad at nobody. Well, especially
okay.
not really bad, but she can come back.
So listen to this. So the way we're distinguishing, I brought chromosome 14, asked if it was made up of the I cell. So the interplay of I cell and chromosome 14, they seem to be distinct. Mm. That is reflected in the mirror technology or the mirror phenomenon.
As well. Can you say,
yeah.
can we do something different here just to make this easy so that the stupid people don't fuck this up? Because we really don't want to start another cult. You've got enough cultivation
right.
going on here. They're not very good. For a cult leader, you're tried and found wanting. Can we call it the Mercury Project? When you talk about the mirror effect, can we talk about the Mercury Project? Because if we say it like that, that takes it away from the mirror, mirror on the wall, who can I fuck me more than all, you know, kind of thing.
Right. Okay, so they have this term self-reflexive. And then that's also
Carolyn knows about that. That's like in the body, the way you're balancing the meridian zones in the body, and like in your feet, how you balance of reflexology. That's the same thing that applies, because that's how you balance. The trick of this conversation, even in the in or out of the Mercury Project, is balance. Now Carolyn would say you've got to have some fat, you got to have some carbs, you got to have this, you got to have that. But not too much. You eat too much. Are you too fat? You're too fat. You eat too much. Go lay down. You eat too much. No. See, so it's always a shortening of that condition of what you require based on what your body says you want. See, you don't want food, you just want sugar. Right?
That's your body saying what you want?
Yeah. Not what you need, it's what you want. But then you'll crave tomato juice, and you're short. You find out, you're short of lycopene. Now, Karen's all about that. She's all right with that. But then the details of everything else goes that you become a potato whore. You want potatoes, 9,000 pounds of potatoes, or 6 cups of uncooked popcorn, you know, which is crazy.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the term self-reflexive, and then you say there's two conversations to everything.
Yep.
Is that the self-reflexive refers to the simple aspect of consciousness aware of itself? And so
if it is, you're assuming it is. We don't know. That's not our experience. We find most of you numbed up motherfuckers don't know where the fuck you came from, where you're going to, or where you are right now. You don't know how you got the bills you owe. You don't know how you're going to pay the bills you can't pay. You ain't got the money to do what you say you're going to do in the first place. And yet, by some mysteriously miracle work of God, you survive one more day. And now they found out they don't even have to work no more. And so they really got a tiger by the tail now. So it's like, I ain't got to work, man. I got all the money in the world. Now, a Happy Meal is going to cost $1.6 million, but it don't matter. They ain't got to work no more. So good day. They've adopted slack, Bob. They've adopted slack. They've been listening to too much,
that's
Bob.
Like the lady. That's like the lady having a machine make an ear for herself. Same
making
state.
What for herself? Making what for herself?
An ear, E-A-R.
Oh, yeah,
ear.
Yeah, the self. Yeah, she didn't do it herself. Yeah. It was done for her because she could have done it herself, but she didn't do it herself because she wanted the tech body to take care of it for her. We didn't mind. We ain't mad.
Why is the eye cell, which is sort of part of us but not, why using it and having it enhance yourself is acceptable and not
because
the way
you have,
you know, it's.
Okay,
it's
then don't do that.
Versus
that's
technology
enough.
Using, if you use technology,
don't worry about that.
That's not
don't worry about it. That's fine. That's like watching, Bob. That's like when you're sitting there watching a cooking show and then flipping between porn and cooking show, and then your bride tells you, says, Bob, why don't you just turn it back to porn? You know how to cook. You need to learn how to do the porn. You need to practice in the porn, you see. So, why would you engage that? Why are you engaging it? Because you've got the capacity. You have the capacity to ascend, but you need to have the experience so that you can see what it feels like not to ascend, so that you can draw that power back to you. We'd say that you don't have to do that. You can just ascend, come back into your place of power, boom, and you're there. But no, you want to take the long way home. You want to prove the point. You want to find those tent poles and what happened to your double barrel butcher knife, pentawin.
So that's why we fell. We fell so we can experience the fallen state and then know what to remember.
And then chase it.
Move ourselves
and then
from.
Chase it forever for some fucking reason. Oh my.
Okay. So the self, so the doubleness, you can be conscious.
Can you
be
are
conscious without the mind?
You are conscious.
No, if you have,
you are conscious.
If you are self, no, you said you, people aren't. So that brings in the mind.
You're not aware. Conscious has nothing to do with being aware.
Okay, so you're aware. That's self-reflexive. You're aware. And
but
that
you can
means,
be unconscious. You can be unconscious and be aware.
Right, because the awareness comes in with the mind. But the mind can confuse the process with concepts.
The mind is what you pretend to use to validate your current position. I feel good because, and you make up a reason. I feel bad because, and then you feel a reason. You use the mind. If the mind knew you had eyes, it would attack it. You'd be blind. It doesn't want you to see. The mind doesn't want you to see. It wants to run you. You don't need to know. You don't need to be looking at things. You fuck things up. If your mind knew that you had eyes, they would just attack it and destroy your ocular nerve.
Okay, so here's the question. Where is the mind in between the interaction of the essence of what we call a human, the essence and the I cell? Where is the mind in between? Or
it's easy. That's easy. That's the opening of the lotus flower and the waiting on the lotus flower to bloom. What happens is you're in your meat sack body and you're a little man. You're doomed to die, and you know you're going to die. Your mind says, you motherfucker, you're not going to make it. I'm going to see to it you come back to the dirt that you came from. You were born in sin, and we're going to make sure you go right back into that hole you come out of. So you do whatever the fuck you want to do. We got this. You are doomed. You are doomed, and we're going to make sure of it. Then you add the I cell into that conversation, and then the mind has to figure out a way to overcome that. So then it becomes an autonomic response. When that happens, then all of a sudden it's like, you mean I don't have to die? Nope, you don't have to die. You mean I can live forever? Yep. Cool. I like that. Give me two big scoops of that. And there we go.
So the I cell converts the mind into an autonomic process.
It helps with that process. You've got to let it go.
Right. So but the mind was always there.
You can't fight it. You can't, as Carolyn says, you can't fight it. You can't sit there all day long and talk about how sick you are and then try to embrace wellness. You can't sit here all day long and worry about the cancer and then be surprised when you catch it. You can't chase a cold and then say, oh, my God, I can't believe I caught a cold. Well, you've been chasing it. Chase it a little further. You'll catch it. Just keep chasing it. You'll catch it. The mind is screwy like that because it allows all these personas because you have so much power. You have so much power.
Right.
You can create a meat box and put it in your house that keeps things cold. A meat box
so
that keeps things cold.
Yeah,
that's
I get
amazing.
That. But we're making temporary definitions here. So the when you say you can be aware.
We're still better than Clinton.
Yeah. So to be aware is using, having your mind aligned, reflecting the I cell.
You're making
it's
crazy
involved.
Words. Okay.
No. We're talking about the relationship of the mind and essence and the I cell. Essence
I know,
is the human,
but you're
superhuman.
Yeah. You're saying that the tree is in the ground because there's a ground. No. You're saying that the ground is there because there's a tree in it. No. You're saying, okay, there's leaves on the tree, so therefore there's a ground. No. What are you saying? And we'll answer it, because that don't make no sense what you just told me.
Well, what I'm doing is a spirograph.
Okay. We like that. That's good. We can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that.
I'm doing
this
spirograph.
Okay. Don't say no more. That's enough. So therefore, let's do it from that side. All right. There is an acorn. It was embraced by the ground, and the ground killed the acorn. It eviscerated it. It absorbed it. And when that acorn gave up its life, it died. And in that death, out of the ashes, did the phoenix arise. And a great oak tree was founded in that dirt, in that soil. And it became a mighty oak tree that would produce countless thousands of acorns for another day. But because of that acorn, there was a ground that held the ever-impeding roots into the ground that validated the strength and the stride of an I-cell-induced oak tree. What's that better from a spirograph standpoint? The circle of life?
Right. Yes, so the circle of life, the spirograph, or the image of time, is also an image of the mind.
The quantitative aspect of time is judged by the counterpart of the mind, because some people lose their mind and they lose time, but they're very good. They become an idiot savant.
Right. That's
you just
mean.
Know dates. You just know dates.
Yeah.
You don't know time. You have no idea what time is, but you know every date that ever was. But you don't have it. Was that yesterday? Carolyn, what did we eat yesterday? I don't know. I don't know. Did we eat? Carolyn, did we eat yesterday?
Yeah, just tell me the date. Give me the date,
Carolyn. 1937, I had a double quarter cheeseburger. It was great. At Neiman's Market. I'm going to go to the Carnegie Deli. I'm going to have a soup. That's what I'm going to do. Eat soup.
Right. So we're talking here, playing with mind, spirograph, time, I cell, the tree,
Mercury.
The oak tree, and the essence.
Mercury.
All of that,
Mercury.
All of those waves of expression are incomplete.
Maybe. Maybe not. Because if you listen. If those are cards, like we're gonna play a hand of cards. Karen's a gambler. She likes to play cards. She plays old maid. She can do that. But you deal. She plays with whatever she's dealt. So that dealt part are become knowns. Now, what you don't know is the probability of what someone else is playing against you. You see? So that's where you have to calculate the position. So now you're involved. So the mind sorts it out for you, and then probability is applied that you can actually run the table, or you can control the hand, or you can control the predicated outcome. And that's applying power. But it's based on the numerology of the cards you have been dealt in your hand. And that has to do with probability. So if you can affect probability through application of your power, you'll get a perfect hand every single time, and you'll win every single time. And that's okay, but they won't play with you long if you're playing for money, and you win every time.
Yeah.
Try it in Vegas. Right. They won't let you play long. You can play a little while, but they won't let you play long.
Okay, a couple of coming near the end, want to wrap up some maybe shorter topics. Why is it so?
Was that good? Wait, before you do that. Was this good so far? Was this all right so far? You got
excellent,
two things.
Excellent. Yeah, I think a lot of orgasms when they hear it Saturday night.
I'll wait and see. I'll wait and see what Dr. Dean has to say. You say everything's good until it's not. You undo as much as you do. We'll wait on Dr. Dean. We'll wait on the Dean report. The Dobbs report always leaves our dick in the dirt. But the Dean report we can at least count on. She can tell you how it is. All right, quick draw McGraw. What you got going on now?
Why is it I have a pause here. Why is it so quiet in this compound that we live in at night?
Because nobody else is there.
Nobody here?
No one else is here,
right? That's when I become aware
sometimes
of the
fifth gate. Sometimes you have to find light. There's not light everywhere. Normally there would be, but there's not light everywhere. Sometimes you have to find light.
You mean street lights, house lights, or over
the
sky?
No, house lights.
Light.
House, all of it, lights in general. Lights in general.
Yeah, you can't find any lights on inside the houses.
Correct. And your lights are never off. Your lights are on day and night.
Right.
You don't ever turn the lights off. It's crazy.
So it's quiet in the compound because at night I become aware that I'm in the fifth gate.
Correct. And you do in the daytime too, but they have these little Pictionaries that you get to bump into to think that you're in a nice place. If you only knew, you'd move back to City Island.
What are pictionaries?
Things that you gaze. No, it's the thing that you think you see in Maui. You have an archetype that you embrace to say, oh, this is what Maui looks like. Oh, Karen, we're going to live in Maui. We're going to live where the rich people live. We're not rich, but we're going to live where the rich people live. Let's get that. We do that. We'll wait here until we go to Costa Rica. Let's do that. The next thing you know, you buy two of the goddamn biggest houses in the damn place. Can't have one. Got to buy two. And then you run around like, oh, well, okay, at least we got one good library out of this, so that's good. So that gets to be really fun. So then after a while, it's like, well, how would we get – we couldn't afford one. Now we got two. How does this work? It's just crazy. This is insanity. What are we doing? And then the rest, they say, is history. So it's not what you think it is. But it's all right. You're doing all right so far. As long as you don't go outside, you're good, Bob.
Right. So the so you explained in a little more detail the interplay. So at nighttime, there's no daylight to have me embrace
confusion.
The illusion. So I see,
confusion.
I see the daylight, and then that's the sunlight.
But see,
that's
when you go out in the daytime, you're not trying to nullify the light. You're trying to not be seen. Because the last thing you want to do is go talk to people and ask you questions and what are you doing and breathing on them and touching. They're going to want to touch you.
Yeah.
Can we just touch your hair? You have such great hair. Can we just touch? No, you can't fucking touch my hair. Get away from me. Don't do that. Don't touch me. I don't need you to touch me. I don't even want to talk to you. Go that way. I'm going to go this way. And then you walked up and scares the people and start hollering, hey, while they're on the cell phone. It's pretty crazy. That's our Bob.
Great. But at nighttime, I don't have the confusion.
it's closer to the ascended state, and so I see there's nobody here.
Croaker, it's the croaker state of a quieted mind. The croaker, Arthur Croaker state of a quieted mind. He speaks in depth on it.
Was he good at having a quieted mind?
No, but he thought he would be. He thought he was real smart to try to tell everybody about it, but you know, he was not very good at it.
Okay. Now I start walking home. Noticed about a week or so ago, I'm walking back from the beach. I've been swimming, and there's a clicking sound, either inside my head or outside my head, around the back of my neck.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just? Let me present some options, and you clarify. Is that just water gathering inside my ear canal, or is
it
alterations due to the aliens of my being?
None of that. It's the mineralization of your body that you finally, goddammit, have started taking your own fucking products. It's amazing when you apply your own fucking products. It's actually doing you good. That mineralization is starting to open up the back lobe that connects to we're going to do that with Carolyn. But anyway, it's the back side, the back lobes are starting to open. To open up the pineal gland so that you can start producing synovial fluid. And that's what happens. That's what happens. That's what happens when you get yourself in a position where you start having a capacity to ascend. Now, we didn't say you was going to ascend, God damn it. We did not say that. But your body's still having the effects of getting ready for a long journey home.
Right, and that's the, you say, opening of the pineal gland is also the opening of the lotus, which you mentioned 10 minutes ago.
As well. As well.
Yeah. Right. Okay, that's good. In the recent Texas shootings of the kid killed 20 kids, children, and all that, and the other shooting close by in Texas, mm-hmm. are these what mm-hmm. traditionally are called MKUltra people who've been conditioned to be triggered?
Not triggering. It's not triggering. It's just a normal response. So we've been saying all along, but then we learned how to just speak on it.
Okay. So you're getting muffled. Hold a second.
Sorry.
Your words got muffled there.
It was the purge. Remember we talked about the purge?
Right.
It's the purge.
Okay.
It's the purge where people wake up and say, I'm going to kill you. And they just get their gun and they go start killing people. Who am I going to kill? I don't care.
So
you. That's what I'm going to kill.
Yeah, listen. So they blame guns. Or other people, the Gary Null gang, will say, no, the pharmaceutical drugs that the guy's on, the chemicals cause it. Is it the chemicals?
No.
Or the purge?
Neither. It's the purge. The purge didn't kill the people. The potential for the purge. Now there's no more, I feel bad. I don't like this. I'm tired of this. I'm doomed. I am fucking doomed, so you're going to be doomed too. And this is my equalizer. I'm going to take a hatchet, a knife, a butcher knife, fentanyl. Okay, I got it real smart. I'm going to be a drug dealer, and I'm going to import enough fentanyl that every customer I have to make my money, I'm going to kill. How the fuck are you going to make money if you kill everybody with the damn drug you're selling? How does that work? I don't care. I really like it, though. I'm going to tell them I'm going to give them Xanax, X-Nax. I'm going to give them Xanax. Instead, I'm going to put enough fentanyl in to kill them. So if I'm not going to sell but one pill, and then they're dead, I got it. I got this. More people are dying from fentanyl right now than from COVID right now. It doesn't matter. At least they didn't starve to death. That's what's coming next.
Okay, I got that. So when Tucker Carlson said, something wrong in our country, it's not because of
that. Yeah, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. It's the
purge. Wait a minute. Don't say anything. Yeah. He says, they'll say, we got to figure out what's wrong here. We got to fix this. It's not the guns. It might not be a big pharma, though there's a big case it could be big pharma. Mm-hmm. It's neither. Mm-hmm. And it's the purge, which is something Ion explains. So they'll never understand it unless they hear Ion
never.
And believe the purge idea.
Never. And they can't believe it. And they stand there in offices. How's this 18-year-old? He's an adult and he went and bought these guns. And he said 3 years ago he was going to shoot up a little school where he went to school. And he with COVID had him pinned up and he was playing video games. The tech body was all up in his ass and he didn't matter. And he was no good and he's lost and he didn't talk to Bob. He couldn't get Bob on the phone. He felt
depressed.
He didn't know what to do.
Look, why didn't the police go in and stop the shooting?
Because you defunded the fucking police. The police can't even arrest you. They shoot you in the face if you're the police. They took away all authority.
What, Kel?
There were 19 cops in the hallway.
So they were in there.
Waiting.
So they did. They did go in. Why didn't they stop them?
Because they didn't want to get shot. And they didn't want to shoot him and then get accused for kiss. Why did you kill? He's not white. You killed a nigger.
Okay.
You nigger
yeah.
killer. There
okay.
We go.
Okay. There I you go. Hold it. Fine. So what you're saying is the cultural shift caused by BLM and all that defund the police has made the police a different kind of character, a different approach to his job
police.
Than 4 years
there is
ago.
No police. There is no police.
Right.
You have no police.
Not like they
Let
used to.
Happen,
not
call
like
the police,
they used
they
to be. No, you
got
to cool
nope.
it. We're trying
right.
to come. We're trying to wrap up here. They're not having the same attitude they used to have 5 years ago.
When Rudy Giuliani was the mayor of New York, he says, "I'm going to take you out," and he did. And now the junkies are running New York City. Rudy Giuliani
right.
says, "I'm going to stop you and I'm going to frisk you. If you look suspicious, I'm going to take you out. Don't look suspicious, or I'm going to take you out." And now it's like, I got a needle sticking out of my arm. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I just watched this video called The Tartarian Meltdown. And the guy's thesis, he was showing rock formations, architectural famous buildings, and he was showing how something melted the stone bricks and made them squish together. And it's not natural. It's some
right.
kind of effect. What is he really finding out about? What is actually happening there?
He's finding out the difference between degrees of Portland cement and the way they used to make blocks and bricks. And then they start trying to repair old buildings. And what happens is the crystalline values are not the same. So it actually degrades the other brick. Because like before the 1800s, they didn't have Portland cement. There wasn't such a thing. They just had white mud. And that was good, but it deteriorates over time. And so it literally, when you try to repair it, it actually mashes together the old brick forms or cement forms and makes them squishy.
Right. So it's not due to some heat thing melting the stone, some sun emission
or
something.
It's the difference. It's the difference. It's the difference in what they're using now. In what they're using now.
Okay.
Like,
if
they had just stopped at penicillin, Carolyn wouldn't have got mad. But no, they couldn't start. They couldn't just leave it alone there. They had to get more in there, and there's trouble.
Yeah. So he thinks, he sees weird excavations of the walls and the stones. Nobody would make those holes, but those holes were made by the people who were putting the new stone in to replace the old stone.
Trying to repair it. Trying to save it because it's deteriorating, obviously. And then what they're saving it with is worse, like the new antibiotics rather than just old-timey penicillin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got that. There's this person I read up about, Barbara Marks Hubbard. I noticed around 1966, you got L. Ron Hubbard starting to get his Scientology cult going.
Yeah.
L. Hubbard. L. Hubbard in the 50s is the only guy allowed to have Sandoz LSD in North America, so he was distributing to people all over the place, Aldous Huxley and that, and maybe even President Kennedy.
To see how it was working, see if it would work or not. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so you mean just in general, not just for President Kennedy. You're saying his mission was to
in
see
general.
How it happened.
Yeah, to see. He was trying to apply it. He was the gopher to see if we had something we could work with here.
Right. And then Barbara Marks Hubbard, around 66, becomes the beginning of the New Age thinking at Esalen Institute in California. So you had three Hubbards. And meanwhile, I'm remembering, hey, Carol and I went to Hubbard's for that high school reunion of these people we didn't know. And that was in Hubbard, a place outside of Halifax, Nova Scotia. So we also used to go to Hubbard's back in 66. So to me, it's like the word Hubbard's was involved with these three peoples doing three different kinds of change agent work, L. Ron Hubbard, Al Hubbard, and Barbara Marks Hubbard, doing different methods of trying to bring in some
human change. There's a fourth one, Sam Hubbard. Sam
Who's
Hubbard
that?
Did it as well. He was another one from the, turn of the century, who did all kinds of, not the MK Ultra stuff, but it was the DMSO experiment. Sam Hubbard.
Right. But I'm taking the name Hubbard, and we were involved with Hubbard's the same year in 1966. Is that an example of my reality
dictating where I am.
Yeah.
I'm near a place named Hubbard. So those people with the name Hubbard manifest Bob energy.
Yeah.
Well, think
that. Damn, Bob. How would we not? How do we say? If we said, hell no, you'd say and make an edict about it and blow something up. And then all of a sudden everybody was Hubbard had to be brought before the firing squad. So why would we do that? Yeah, you say things and they come true. And then you ask us if they're true.
Okay,
that was
so that's clear.
That was
very clear. Yeah. So the that I call that xenarchy.
At least if you're going to be a narcissist, you're good at it. If you're going to be a narcissist, you might as well be a good narcissist. That's what we think.
Yeah. So in the interplay, the spiral graph of mind, essence, and I cell. Xenarchy is another word thrown into the mix to talk about me versus the other, or me and matter, or me and energy, or me and something, or the doubleness of myself.
Yeah. What does xenocracy mean today? It changes every day.
Well, that's xenocracy. I'm talking about xenocracy. That's different from xenocracy.
Okay, what does the xenocracy mean today?
People point out, hey, Bob, I saw a movie. It was all about you. I didn't even know about the movie. So language is creating mirrors of Bob that other
Mercury.
People notice.
Mercury. Say Mercury images. Mercury
that's
images.
That's Project Mercury. Xenarchy is Project Mercury. Ah, gotcha.
Good.
Very good.
Now,
okay.
That's what we wanted. Was the point. That was the point we were trying to wrap into it so you can now start making sense, because otherwise you just become sound silly like, well, everything's about me. Well, yes, Bob, everything's about you. Well, no, really, everything is about me. But no, if you do the Mercury Project, then it actually is about you, and that becomes the reason for your narcissism, however fleeting.
Right. Excellent.
Nice. Good.
And at the end of your talk about that theme was about capacity, and that I'll re-listen to that with the xenarchy in mind, or the clarity of what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... So we were talking, we got into the discussion of the eye cell, insular nose, and cellular nose, and where they were in the angel diagram, and then there's the keys, and in which rings the keys are, which you started to tell Bert. We're not, you're not doing anything more on that with me right now. Other people will do that.
Yeah. No. Okay? They're just licks and prompts because you don't care. It doesn't affect what you're doing. They're going to use
right.
it. You're not. No, there's no reason. You don't care.
Okay.
Maybe you can just ask them, and they'll tell you everything you need to know.
All right. Is the Queen's Platinum Jubilee important in the history of Little Man? The timing, the fact she's the longest monarch ever. What is the significance of that? Any?
Very significant. It's very, very significant. It's very, very important, but not for those reasons. So let's do that another time because you're a little bit ahead of it because you don't know how this is going to play out yet. We got three more days of this, and she's already calling in well for tomorrow.
So. she called in sick or well?
Yeah, she's not going.
Yeah. Okay. In next topic, COG stands for continuity of government. And so Peter Dale Scott, friend of Mae Brussels, does a lot of research, and he's considered quite a scholar of the deep state. He coined the phrase deep state. He's pointed out that the real control is during emergency is the legislated COG, continuity of government. They're the guys really behind the scenes because they're ready to take over when there's emergency. Is there a validity to that idea?
It's fine. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's okay with us.
Well, there are different factions fighting over for that position, right?
Sure. Well, there you go. But now the same thing is true. China's trying to beat, Putin's trying to beat, Ukraine's trying to beat, Finland's trying to beat. Then where's them fucking Nazis? The Nazis is trying to beat. You know, they're everywhere. I mean, you know, this is continuity of who's in charge. That's what you're trying to say. So
the archetypal situation.
Good. Well, that fits into the Great Reset so that everybody's fucked up. So good.
Right. And the way to actually be the COG is to do it like me and not care, and it'll come to you naturally. Or
so far, so good.
Right.
So far, so good.